records to keep tabs on the safety of the prescription drugs we take and the food we eat. Live to Washington and CBS's Peter Mayer.
Steve, this is a story about what's described as the most sweeping food and drug safety legislation in decades. CBS's Wyatt Andrews spoke with consumer advocate Bill Vaughn about a key provision that would require drug companies to release safety studies on medications like Vioxx, where information on heart attack risk was not revealed.
When this bill passes, will a drug like Vioxx be tougher to get on the market?
It'll be tougher to get on the market and much, much faster to get off.
The bill also calls for improved seafood inspections. The House has passed the measure. The Senate takes it up today. President Bush is expected to sign it. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Buses have brought people to tiny Gina, Louisiana, for a march that might resemble something from the civil rights days of the 1960s. It's a rally to support six black teens charged in the beating of a white high school classmate. Five are being charged as adults with attempted second-degree murder.
If we don't stand up for these kids and Jenna, then none of our children are safe.
District Attorney Reed Walters sees it this way.
With all of the focus on the defendants, many people seem to have forgotten that there was a victim in this case. The injury that was done to him and the serious threats to his survival have become less than a footnote.
The CBS's Jim Crisula joins us live from Gina, Louisiana. Jim, what are things like there this morning?
Stephen, the war tense. Thousands of people have converged on this small town's courthouse to protest the treatment of the Gina Six, as they're called. There are scores of stern-faced police officers keeping a careful watch. Organizers Steve vowed will be a peaceful day, but local schools and many businesses will be closed here today.
That's Jim Crisula live. In the O.J. Simpson saga, the scene shifting from glitzy Las Vegas to sunny Miami.
O.J., is there anything you want to say?
Journalistic mobs were waiting as Simpson arrived back home in Florida, free on bail on kidnapping and armed robbery charges. Passengers report he slept for most of the flight home, but did talk a bit.
He said he thought he was going back sometime in October, and that he's sure that he's going to turn out all right.
Back in Vegas, a fifth suspect's been arrested in the case. Well, the batteries are apparently still good in the Al-Qaeda video camera. A new tape from the number two man, Ayman al-Zawahiri, boasts about U.S. losses in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the group says expect another video featuring Osama bin Laden declaring war on Pakistan's President Musharraf, an ally in the U.S. anti-terror war. CBS News consultant Jerry Van Dyke says it could spark a crackdown in Pakistan.
This will enable him to perhaps, as many people claim he wants to do anyway, call for an emergency, perhaps call for martial law.
The latest attempt by Democrats here to influence Iraq war policies going down on Capitol Hill. CBS's Bob Fuss has that.
This was the weakest of the Democratic proposals on Iraq and the one thought to have the most appeal to Republicans. But after Virginia's John Warner switched positions from supporting to opposing it, its fate was sealed. If this measure to give troops a year at home for each year in Iraq couldn't get 60 votes, it's unlikely any other proposal of the Democrats to try to change policy on the Iraq war will either.
A fresh Pentagon report to Congress again pushes back the target date for handing over security in all of Iraq's 18 provinces to next July. The report says economic and political progress is still slow and Iraqi police are disorganized. At Ground Zero, New Yorkers have a message for Iran's president.
Let him stay at home. We don't need him over here.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he wants to visit the scene of the World Trade Center attacks and lay a wreath. New York City police have said no. Iranian officials say they still hope they can work something out. Ahmadinejad will be at the UN on Sunday. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Senator Ken Salazar says he still hopes his proposal calling for a mission change for U.S. troops in Iraq will get a vote in the Senate. But for now, the Colorado Dems amendment is not one senators will consider as they start debating proposals on the war. Salazar's measure would have called on Bush to embrace recommendations of the Independent Iraq Study Group, which urged him to hand off the combat mission to the Iraqis next year. Majority Leader Harry Reid has criticized Salazar's proposal for not requiring any action. Attorneys are set to go to federal court today over a lawsuit in which Colorado demands that Uncle Sam start enforcing immigration laws. Referendum K, approved by voters in November, directed State Attorney General John Southers to file that lawsuit, even though similar lawsuits filed by other states have failed. The suit says Congress and the executive branch have not taken adequate steps in response to the threat of terrorism. U.S. Attorney Troy Eade says the suit should be dismissed because the state doesn't have the authority to sue on behalf of residents. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, looks like eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike shared into I-25. We've got some slow-moving traffic there. That was due to construction that hasn't been picked up yet from overnight. So be aware of that if you're coming out of Boulder. Otherwise, good drive as you hit Denver highways. Normal increases along southbound I-25 between Thornton and North Glen and eastbound 270 through Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 88. Tonight.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry.
how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
That's good. That's good you're losing your voice. It means you can't say anything to me.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
No. I hope you feel okay. All right, we got Buffs tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30. Also coming up in a little less than a half hour, we're going to talk to a very special guest. We know it's early in the morning, and that's why we have podcasts available at am760.net, but this was the only time we could get her, and we figured, you know what, we're not going to pass on this. The book is Why War is Never a Good Idea, and it's written by Alice Walker and illustrated by Stefano Vital. This is... I don't know how many of you are into poetry. I like poetry, personally. And, of course, there's some out there that I don't like, but there's a lot of poetry that I do like. Alice Walker is just a brilliant writer. Color Purple, all the other numerous books that she's done. This is a poetic book with great illustrations. And this book would make a wonderful, wonderful gift, actually, to any close friend, or actually you could give this to anybody who you work with or who you know in your social circle that basically thinks what's going on in Iraq is a good idea. And as John said to me this morning, and he's right about this, the art in this is great, and it's published by HarperCollins. So we'll talk to Alice Walker about the idea for this book, about how she feels about war. That's a much-debated topic, because a lot of times what ends up happening is people will say to you, oh, well, obviously you don't believe in any kind of war. No. And I don't know, maybe Alice Walker will say she doesn't, but for me at least, and I think for a lot of us, to quote Barack Obama, which I think is one of the best statements he's ever made, is we're not against all war, we're just against stupid war, which is what we've got going on now. By the way, we'll talk a little bit later on this morning about the Webb Amendment and the fact that it did not pass. And this is the amendment to give the troops time off between rotations. And, gee, who do we think voted against this? Well, Wayne Allard did. And John Warner changed his vote, which meant that the bill was bound to die. Now, I'm trying to think of a way to put this, because I try to keep this in mind. I mean, the last thing you really want to do is wake up at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6, and say, well, you know, here's this guy, and he's grumbling, and he's crabby, and all of that. And I have been crabby lately. I admit that. Once again, this whole thing with Wayne Allard, this whole thing illustrates what I was talking about yesterday, and I've been talking about now for a couple of weeks, and I want to get more into this later on in the program, but we'll touch on it just a little bit here, which is that the problem with this country's strategy in Iraq and the problem with what's going on in Iraq is that the Republican Party, and I don't mean to attack everybody in the Republican Party, because Lord knows nobody in any political party walks lockstep and thinks the same, but elected officials from the Republican Party, like Wayne Allard and others, John McCain, They're enablers. They have stood behind this disastrous policy. And they make it impossible, because of the way things are stacked up in the Senate, they make it impossible to get anything done, to make anything move forward. They're obstructionists. They're enablers. And so what happens? We don't apply the proper pressure to them. Now, I know there's some of you out there who are going to say, but wait a minute, you can't say that to me. I've been emailing the guy every day. Well, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying there's a lot of people out there who just don't identify the problem for what it is. We're so busy beating up on the Democratic congressional delegation and giving them hell that we let the GOP escape. We don't hold them responsible. And I firmly believe, and I don't care where your political orientation is, we definitely need to hold them responsible. We need to point this out about this Senate bill, that all they were asking here, and I'll go into it more as time goes on here this morning, all they were asking for is to give these men and women a decent period of rest. And here we have people like Wayne Allard and others who, they're supposed to support the troops. They continuously make a living by beating us up for claiming that we don't, and yet they vote against that idea. And here's what we'll do. We'll let them off the hook. Okay, we won't identify them for being the problem that they are. And I'm going to talk more about that later on the show. And I was thinking yesterday that, yeah, talking about Iraq is not a big call getter. Because most of us agree that what's going on here is not right. There are a few holdouts who think that it's okay. But most of us, I don't think, agree with this. No, I know we don't. But I almost feel compelled, despite everything else that goes on in the world, I almost feel compelled to do at least an hour a morning on Iraq. And if I sound frustrated on the air, I apologize, but I am. And later on in the show, I'll go into why I'm really frustrated and who's frustrating me. And maybe you'll be on the same page, maybe you won't. The other thing I want to tell you this morning, and we'll talk more about this too, read Diane Carman's column in the Denver Post this morning about what went on in Greeley, which we talked about yesterday. Now, I could sit here and unload on this for like 3 hours, okay? And we tried. John, how many times did you call the Weld County District Attorney, this guy Ken Buck?
Total of 3 times yesterday.
Yeah, and he won't answer us and won't come on. Chicken, that's what he is. He can't face anybody. Well, he doesn't want any questions. I want to talk a little bit more about this coming up. You know what? Let's do this. Let's punch some buttons and work our way down to Alice Walker. And it's good to have you hanging out with us here. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, J. Marvin, Controversial Conversation for Mature Consenting Adults.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across 3 lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good rent service lane?
I can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, because they know what my GMC was like on day one.
Like I said, professionals. The world could use more.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:21, 21 minutes after 6. Fall's also a good time to start thinking about winter. And when you start thinking about winter, you start thinking about getting around. And I don't know what the snowfall is going to be like this winter. I'm not Mike Nelson. I can't make that determination. I can't make that guess. But I know a lot of people griped me last year. They said, I'll never get caught in this again. Well, if you're thinking that and you're thinking what you want is you want an SUV, a sports utility vehicle, or you want an all-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rocky's Autos because they're jam-packed with all kinds of vehicles. The largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Now, I got to tell you, Mary and I, and I don't want to identify the car, but Mary and I got a great, let me just put it this way. This thing's got four-wheel drive, and it gets great gas mileage, and it has been one of the best cars we've ever had. We've had it now 2.5 years, and we bought automobiles from Rockies for 11, 12 years now, and we'll continue to do so. I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I'm not absolutely comfortable with, and despite what some of you may think, which is, you'll get on the air and talk about anything for a dollar. No, I turn down some people because I'm not comfortable with them, and my name is attached to them, and I'm proud to have my name attached to Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internets at rockiesautos.com or get down there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. Ask about their matching down and numerous ways to finance. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
So are we really asking so much here when we say that our brave, fighting men and women who are bearing all the burden, carrying all the sacrifice for this country, 1% of our society, that we say they ought to have at least the same amount of time as they served in a war zone in combat? Is that outrageous?
There's now retiring Senator Chuck Hagel, an obvious left-wing lunatic, okay, making statements about the troops and about the disgusting behavior of Republicans in the Senate yesterday evening. 24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. All right, I want to get back to this thing in Greeley, which this is another one of these stories, which, yeah, you're right, I could do this one for another 4 hours. And this was this whole... See Diane Carman's column this morning in the Denver Post. The verdict is already on immigrants. And this is this whole thing by Ken Buck, who is a chicken and won't come on here. He's the Weld County District Attorney, Mr. Buck. But here's what I really wanted to say about this. And once again, I'll talk more about it later on in the show, but I really want to say this. I don't know. People always send me emails. Oh, you sound frustrated. You sound upset. Blah, blah, blah. On and on and on and on and on. And I know a lot of you, what you really want is you want, like, town hall community radio talk. Hi, let's go to the caller in Broomfield. Caller, you're on the air. What's your question? And I don't do that kind of radio. Never have, and I never will. And the other thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to let people on here, and I'm not going to let them get away with not being able to say anything they want to say and not get challenged. And I would expect you to do the same to me. But I have said this over and over and over and over and over again on this station until I am so freaking blue in the face that I don't know what else to do. Maybe I should take a full-page ad out in the Denver Post or maybe the Rocky Mountain, because some of you can't seem to understand when somebody says something directly, you can't seem to pick up on it. I'm not for illegal immigration. I'm not for open borders. I'm not for any of those things. What I am for is a practical, realistic discussion on how to solve this problem and looking at all of the angles. Economic costs, all of it. What I was complaining about yesterday was the idea that a district attorney would use taxpayer-funded resources to hold a meeting that focuses on a segment of the community, illegal aliens, and dwells only on the crimes that they allegedly commit. Trouble is, there are no accurate statistics out there about this. And there's a study out there showing that immigrants don't raise the U.S. crime rate. Now, that's one portion of the argument. A workable immigration policy and cutting down on the illicit flow of people across the border is another component of the argument. But here's what I get in email. I get the same stupid straw man arguments that people put up or used to put up for Iraq, which is, hey, either you support the current U.S. foreign policy in Iraq, or you're on al-Qaeda's side. We've all heard that, haven't we? You're soft on terrorism. And I get the same thing again. These emails. Sir, why do you support open borders? This same foul, stench crap, I get it on this. I've never said I supported open borders. I think that would be nuts to advocate that idea, particularly in this day and age. But you know something else I don't support? I don't support taking segments of American society. And illegal immigrants are here. They work here. They live here. There's anywhere between, what, 12 and 13, maybe 14 million of them? And I don't support getting together in a building with 600 flag-waving redneck yahoos and discussing crime that they've committed. Because if we want to have a discussion about crime, we should have a discussion about everybody's involvement in crime. Hispanics, Caucasians, African Americans, Asians, women, men, children. You don't go single some, and you don't go single somebody out, a group of people out, and make them the poster child or the face for crime in America or in your community. But I get these straw man email arguments. Well, you must support open borders. You know, and I'll tell you something. I'm going to be very, very truthful with you. You know what it makes me feel like doing? It makes me feel like I'd like to get a hold of some of these people, and I would like to print out the email and then forcibly shove it down their throats. Because I don't know how many times you got to say something. How many times do you have to say something over and over and over, and these people just don't want to hear it? And they're either ignorant or they're blinded by hate. And I've been carrying this around inside of me since yesterday. And we'll get more into this later on in the show. Oh, boy, I'm using some blood-harsh terminology here, aren't I? You know why I am? Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of some of you out there. How about that? That's wrong for a morning guy to say, right?
Hey!
Hey, good morning. It's 6:30. Life's great. I am. Some of you out there just don't get it. It don't make any difference what you do. You just don't get it. You're either wired wrong. I don't know what the problem is. All right, the great Alice Walker coming up next, and then we'll return to some of this. 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like they removed the restrictions that we had from overnight. Eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike, that was really bogging down traffic, shared into I-25, but should be looking a little bit better for you through there. On the north side of town, westbound I-76 starting to fill in approaching I-25, and we have the normal congestion on southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer day with a high of 88. Tonight, it'll be clear and cool with a low of 55. Right now, fair and 54. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Celebrate National Family Day this Monday the 24th with a quick, easy family dinner from your neighborhood King Soopers.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Include inexperienced, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seatbelts. Please caution your kids, because even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect poolside concession stands at sporting events or fairs. For information, log on to kdcanopy.com.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We've got the great Alice Walker coming up, but before we do that, let me play some Tom Russell for Ken Buck, and also the rest of you ignorant gabachos who can't open up your racist eyes.
Cook.
don't lay that rap on me. Left wing, right wing, up wing, down me. I see strip malls, we see the shining sea. It's the fat cat white developer who's created this whole damn squall. It's a pyramid scheme of dirty jobs, and who's gonna build your wall? Who's gonna build your wall? We got fundamentalist Jews. We got fundamentalist Christians. They'll blow the whole thing up for you. But as I travel around this big old world, there's one thing that I most fear. It's a white man in a golf shirt with a cell phone in his ear. Yeah, who's gonna build your wall, boy?
Minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Send that out to Ken Buck, who is the district attorney in Weld County, who will not come on the show despite repeated requests, because we found out that he had his little hate rally the other night in Greeley. And also, those of you whose coconuts are so far up the chute that you can't in any way, shape, or form decipher what any intelligent adult tells you, which is the whole idea that it is not right to take segments of the community and just plaster them with some label that they go out and create crime. But that doesn't mean that because you feel that way, as I do, because I think racism is wrong, it doesn't mean that you're sitting here advocating an open border strategy, which is not what I'm advocating or anybody else is advocating. And some of you gabachos out there can't get it. So I felt good in doing that. And you know what? It not only made me feel good to play that, I may play it again. And I play it again and again and again. I know it'll make my friend Tom Russell happy. I also like the song, don't you, John?
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Next time he comes to town, I'd love to go see him.
He should be here before Thanksgiving. Either before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, and it will be at Swallow Hill. And the guy's one of the most talented singer-songwriters that I know. I mean, you should get his current album, which is basically other people doing his songs, and then him doing some of his songs, including The Wall. And one of those people who records one of his songs is the late Johnny Cash. It's really a great CD, but all of his stuff is good, including my favorites, which are The Rose of San Joaquin, which is great, and that's how I discovered Tom Russell, how I found him, and then we got in contact. And also Borderline, which I did the cover art for, and is a great CD about his breakup with his then-girlfriend.
You did the cover art?
Yeah. Back in the days when I used to paint.
Sweet. Yeah. I want to copy that.
Oh, well, I'll give you a copy.
I can buy it.
But that's his stuff's good. Okay, let me remind you, we got the CU tickets to give away. CU is playing Miami at Ohio. That's coming up this Saturday, 1:30 in the afternoon at Folsom Field. And we'll tell you how to win those tickets coming up later on this. Well, we'll do it in less than an hour. So stick around. We also have the great Alice Walker, and she's going to talk about her new book of poetry, Why War is Never a Good Idea. I wonder if we'll find this on Dick Cheney's night table. Do you think he is able to read this stuff? I don't know. I just thought I'd ask.
Oh, there you go again.
you guys are like picking on. Well, I just want to know.
Do you think Laura reads it to George before he goes to bed like a children's story?
No, I think she reads My Pet Goat. 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now, right? No? Yes? Traffic now with Gina.
It's a pretty decent ride as you head out. South on I-25, just getting very busy now if you're in the downtown area, 38 to Spear. Of course, we have slow-moving traffic through Thornton and North Glen on that southbound side, and a lot of traffic forming right at your I-25 merge on westbound I-76. Looks like we are collision-free, however. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a nice one with mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer conditions. Looking for a high of 88. Right now, fair, 54 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
People prefer fresh grapes from California, and King Soopers has stocked up on all kinds and colors of fresh.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
1-800-400-8813. That's 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
Al Gore speaks live regarding an inconvenient truth at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, October 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Former Vice President Al Gore speaks live regarding an inconvenient truth, a stunning multimedia presentation confronting environmental issues and their impact on our world. Come be a part of this special evening with former Vice President Gore. Tickets are on sale now. Tickets available online at Ticketmaster.com at all Ticketmaster retail locations. To charge by phone, call 303-830-TIXS. Produced by AEG Live.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprint HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprint HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Thursday on the Ed Schultz Show, she leads in every poll. She has presented her health care plan. Does it work for you? Will she be the next president of the United States?
You know, I've been called a lot of things in my life, but I've never been called George Bush.
Hillary Clinton exclusively on the Ed Schultz Show. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Thursday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Nora Jones at 6:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 88, and it's nice to have you along here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We're waiting for Alice Walker to give us a call. She's just about 30 seconds overdue, and it's kind of nice to know that somebody like Alice Walker, who doesn't really have to do this, is out promoting this because this book, of poetry, this book for children and adults. I think it's for all ages, about war never being a good idea, that she's reaching out and basically using the power of radio. Now, what ends up happening is they line up a bunch of radio stations back-to-back for folks to do, and I'm sure that while we're sitting here at 6:46, 46 minutes after the hour, waiting for her to call us, because that's what they end up telling you to do. They end up telling you, well, we'll call you, don't call us. While you wait for that to happen, or while we wait for that to happen, I'm sure she's on the air with somebody else in another town, and that person, whoever it is probably running over. So now I've been told that she's going to call in 1 minute. And there is this really funny audio clip of this guy, Adam Carolla, in Los Angeles. I think I said, did I ever send this to you, John? Where Ann Coulter screws up and calls his show like 2 hours late to promote a book. And so he basically just tells her to take a flying and hangs up on her. And it's pretty damn funny. And I don't know if there's any, you know, I don't know if there's any moratorium against us running this or not. I don't know if we can run it or not. He doesn't say any swear words. So I just don't know if CBS or Viacom would get upset if we ran it. I've got it, and maybe what I'll do is I'll give it to John. He can load it up, and then we can throw it on the air, and I'll play it for you tomorrow morning, where Carolla really takes a shot at Ann Coulter, and it's pretty damn funny. And she's doing exactly the same thing that Alice Walker's doing. The only difference is that she loses Carolla's phone number and doesn't know how to get in touch with him. So that's what ends up happening there. So what we're doing here at 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour, is we're waiting for her to call us, and she's running behind. And I can guarantee you one of the reasons that she is because she's on the air with somebody else some other place who doesn't get the message that, hey, you only have 10 minutes with her, and please let her go. And what ends up happening is that even though you're told that, you get somebody on who's really captivating and interesting, and then you don't want to let them go. We've been guilty of it. I've done it. Okay. Yeah, I've done it. So if we get up to the top of the hour and Alice Walker never shows up, then you know what? That's karma. I get what I deserve because I did it to somebody. And I'm trying to remember who the last person I did it with. It might have been Joseph Biden. I think it was. I think I kept Joseph Biden like 2 minutes over.
It was more like 5 minutes, but he was great, wasn't he, that morning?
Yeah, he was really good. But I shouldn't have asked him the question. I mean, I shouldn't have put a question on top of a question, which I did. But he's a guy who, as much as people make fun of him, and as much as they get on his case, and he can sometimes be irritating, he's one of these guys that is so committed, so enthusiastic, has so much information to give out, and has an opinion on virtually everything, that really a 10-minute interview with Joseph Biden doesn't really work. What you really got to do is you really got to get him into the studio, if you can do that, and say to him, okay, look, Senator, here's the deal. You got a whole hour. So we'll go any place you want to go for an hour. Just go ahead. Because this guy can talk to you about Iraq. He can talk to you about domestic policy. He can talk to you about anything you want. He can talk to you about culture. He can talk to you about music. I mean, the guy knows a ton, and I think he would make an excellent. And I'm not saying that he would give up the Senate, but I'm saying that he would make an excellent Secretary of State in anybody's administration. But I don't know if that would interest him. But he certainly got a talent at it. Bill Richardson, as much as I'm critical of him, and I don't particularly care for him, he'd be another good candidate for that, too. He'd be another great candidate for Secretary of State. So, one thing's for sure. Wherever you stand politically, you have to admit that the Democratic field has got a lot of talented people running in it. I would say the same thing about the Republican side. I'm biased. I would say the same thing about the Republican side, but the only difference is that I don't think Republicans are even thrilled with their own choice of nominees. But I like everybody out there who's running, with the exception of Mike Gavel, or Gravel, or whatever his name is, Gravel, who I think is a little excessive. Okay, so Alice Walker apparently is not going to... So do we lose this? I mean, she's not going to show up? This is what makes live radio priceless, and the fact that the person who's on the air has to sit here and dance around until something gets resolved on this. And this is the difference between live radio and music stations, which use what they call voice tracking or pre-recorded or syndicated shows, in which you don't have this situation because everything's either pre-interviewed or lined out. We're doing it live, and you throw balls up in the air, and you just never know what's going to happen. They'll just come down, and sometimes they come down as a good catch, and other times they come down as broken eggs, and you get the egg yolk on you. So this may be what happens with Alice Walker, which would be a real shame. But if it does, we'll just try to reschedule it again because she's worth talking to. And this very rarely ever happens with us. But it does happen every once in a while. And, you know, I can kind of understand it, too, like I said before, because she's in this interview situation and she's running behind. Then on top of that, too, she lives in Northern California. So it's 6:51 here, which would make it 5:51 there.
You want to rip into me on the radio, Jay?
What happened? Did you get the wrong day?
No.
Well, why would
they told me we had scheduled 8:45 Eastern.
Okay? Yeah? Okay.
They scheduled 8:45 Pacific. So that means 9:45 our time. And I got the confirmation yesterday it shows Eastern.
So what are we doing? Are we having Alice Walker back at 9:45?
Yes, if that works for you.
I know. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. I'm coming in. Get the cane out. I know, man. This is absolutely the worst.
No!
I'm going to get a real bad flogging here when we get to the top of the hour.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Everybody's screwed.
I'm sorry, man. We had this set up for 8:45 Eastern.
Now, do we have to bump somebody else to make this happen?
No, huh? That'll end the show for us.
Okay, so we are going to have her at 8:45 Eastern. Well, see, that happens too sometimes. I mean, you get these time zone problems going on, and people just get
time zones.
Yeah, people just get messed up.
I'm sorry, brother.
Well, you don't have to apologize. I mean, stuff happens. Maybe we should run like a very quick poll here until the top of the hour. Do we forgive John Turk?
It's not the first time I've screwed up. Probably won't be the last.
Or do we not forgive him? John Turk defense line. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, nobody's going to step up.
Nobody's going to step up to the plate for you? Come on, somebody will. Well, maybe we should just play music at the top of the hour. This is what you would call a broken play. Because it's too late to start anything new. And we're up against the clock now. We're starting to crawl towards the top of the hour. All right, anybody want to call up at 303-713-7600 and say, John, don't walk around all day feeling bad about this. Everybody makes mistakes. I've heard Jay make millions of mistakes. Jay makes mistakes on a regular basis, and he doesn't walk around and feel bad, want to bet. But don't have any guilt, John. It's okay, because people get time zones screwed up. It happens. Anybody want to step up to Mr. Turk's defense at 303-713-7600, even though he hates Bruce Springsteen? But we won't hold that against him. That's your punishment. Okay, you know what? We should play a Bruce Springsteen. Since you don't like Springsteen, we should play Bruce Springsteen all morning long. All morning long we should play Bruce Springsteen and everything else you don't like. And no widespread panic this morning at all. As punishment. John Turk defense line.
Hello?
Hi, would you like to stick up for John?
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes, don't they? Okay, thank you. Your heart's in the right place. Your cell phone, though, doesn't seem to be working. John Turk, defense fund. No, I mean defense committee. Hello?
Hello?
You want to step up for John?
Yeah, I do, you know. My dad was a drugstore philosopher, and one of his favorite things was they make 1 billion pencils in America every year, and over 80% of them have erasers for a reason.
Yeah, you know what, and that's a great statement. You're absolutely right. Right, huh? I mean, who doesn't make mistakes?
Yeah, exactly. And I just got to say, because you don't hear a lot about it, John does a really good job. He brings on good guests, and he keeps things going, so he's really doing a good job.
Yeah, I agree. We'll have Alice Walker on at 9:45, okay?
All right, and thank you both for what you do.
Thanks, bro.
All right.
All right. John Turk, Defense Fund.
That's all. You guys have a really good morning. Thanks.
We love you, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye.
Not one person wants to be fired?
No, nobody's mad. See? John Turk, Defense Committee.
Hi, Jay?
Yes.
Good morning, Nanette.
Oh, hi, Nanette.
Turk has been great for so many years.
I can't even imagine anybody wanting to fire him or even reprimand him or say anything. He's a kind soul.
Right. So we don't care, do we?
No.
So tell John it's okay.
It's okay because, you know, when you mess up, it's just finding out another way that things shouldn't be done.
Right. We just want to, we need to be challenged in life.
Yes. I mean, if everything's every day and there's no challenge to it, what's the point?
Yeah, we don't have enough challenges here, right, Jay?
We don't have enough challenges in the net.
Come teach middle school. We'll stay.
Oh, boy. No. You know what? Listen, you know how I feel about school teachers. You know what? Whatever you're paid, I'll double it.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Our total support and respect. AM 760, John Turk Defense Fund.
Yeah, I think John's guilty, and he's like a Democrat for admitting it, and I think his fine should be a week paid at Myrtle Beach Golf Course.
Ooh, that's not bad. I'd like to go to Myrtle Beach Golf Course too. What are you sending him there for? What about me?
He'll be making more mistakes, right?
Yeah. What are you doing? You're sending him to Myrtle Beach. What about me, man? I want to go to Myrtle Beach.
I'll stick up for you next week.
No, you need to stick up for me every single day. I need the help.
I know you do, Jay.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Oh, you'd take that in a minute, wouldn't you, to go to Myrtle Beach to play golf?
Anytime. I've never been to Myrtle Beach.
You never have?
Atlanta's the furthest east I've ever been.
Well, I like Myrtle Beach. South Carolina and North Carolina are nice places. Sticking up for John Turk on AM 760. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
You want to stick up for John?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Even John Elway threw a few interceptions.
Yeah, that's that's exactly right. Good for you, man.
All right,
have a good day.
Hey, you too.
All right, one more. John Turk, stick up for him. Go ahead.
Hey, John needs a raise, and when he goes to Myrtle Beach, I need to go with him.
That's exactly right. We need to organize a gigantic golf outing to Myrtle Beach. What do you think?
I think that'd be great. I'd even caddy for John. Free.
You know what? We'll take you up on it. We appreciate it. You're the best.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, let's go to Myrtle Beach. Let's call the rest of the show off and go golfing. Go spank Whitey. How about it? Stick around. We got more coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at AM760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Underway now, a march and rally in Gina, Louisiana, reminiscent of the civil rights era.
My dad always taught me to stand up for what I believe in. I think what they're doing is just wrong.
David Jones traveled to Louisiana from Detroit to protest the arrest of six black teenagers accused of beating a white classmate. The protesters say the law came down hard on the black teenagers, but didn't go after whites who hung a noose in a tree where blacks had been meeting. District Attorney Reed Walters.
This case is not and never has been about race.
In Deerfield Beach, Florida, an explosion before dawn tore through a three-story apartment building. The night manager at a nearby hotel could feel the blast.
The windows rattled and car alarms were going off.
Officials are reporting a number of minor injuries, but apparently no one was killed. The Bush team is about to lose another player. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Frank, within the hour, President Bush will announce the resignation of Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns. This is a political story. Johanns expected to return to his native Nebraska to run for the seat of retiring GOP Senator Chuck Hagel. Three other Republicans already trying for that. Democrats hope former Senator Bob Kerry will return home to get his name on the ballot, Frank.
Already out an Al-Qaeda tape boasting that the United States is being defeated in Iraq and Afghanistan, still to come. A tape of Osama bin Laden declaring war on Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. Terrorism expert MJ Gohel.
These videos which are now coming out are carrying a lot of threats, and Al-Qaeda does like to deliver on its threats.
Why Wi-Fi? It's a question cities around the country are asking. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Why the questions, Vicki?
Because the answers are often too expensive or too complicated, Frank. Wireless technology allows laptop users to go online anywhere, and it's essential to iPhones and other internet-friendly devices. But it seems cities and companies are having trouble coming up with arrangements that don't leave at least one party risking massive losses. Result? USA Today reports Houston, San Francisco, and Chicago among the cities putting plans to go wireless on hold.
The government put the number of people with no health insurance at 47 million, but a report by a liberal advocacy group says the real number is almost 90 million. Ron Pollack with Families USA says that includes millions of working people.
This is a story of working America. This is not a story of people who are down and out and are looking for a handout.
An industry forecast says soft spots in the economy will hold holiday sales to the smallest gain in 5 years. Industry analyst Bert Flickinger says some stores will do better than others.
The well-run merchants will be up, but the Walmarts of the world will be under unprecedented sales and profit pressure.
Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from AccountTemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from AccountTemps could handle payroll too.
Bob.
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
When you were a kid, wishing upon a star was a cute idea. But unless I'm completely in the dark here, you're not a kid anymore. Though you still got dreams, don't you? You got a plan to get them up and running, or are you just keeping your fingers crossed? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call.
Dream Plan Track from Ameriprise Financial. Financial planning redefined. Visit us at Ameriprise.com/dream.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., number FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One of the nation's most politically influential evangelicals says he's not going to support Republican presidential hopeful Fred Thompson. In a private email, Focus on the Family founder James Dobson voicing doubts about the former Tennessee senator's position on gay marriage and support for campaign finance reform. A spokesman for Colorado Springs-based group says Dobson's comments were made as an individual and not as a representative of the nonprofit organization, which, of course, is the way Dobson keeps his tax-exempt status. Governor Ritter's Office of State Planning and Budgeting releasing its latest economic and revenue forecast, noting that individual income tax revenues continue to soar, rising 11% as a healthy investment market yields significant capital gains. And Colorado's Congresswoman Diana DeGette asking federal officials to hold a hearing on proposed tougher smog standards in Denver. EPA has held public hearings in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and other parts of the country on proposed new standards for ground-level ozone. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Couple of areas for major delays. Eastbound 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood, Sheridan toward Federal. That is stop and go due to an earlier crash. Southbound 225 also affected now near Mississippi, so you can expect to hit those delays between Colfax and Mississippi. Again, that's southbound 225. And watch out. The signal lights are flashing red all directions at Federal and I-70. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect a mostly sunny, breezy, and warm day with a high of 88. Right now, fair and 54. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down there, Goodwrench Service Lane, for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and Go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Great interview with Alice Walker. If you missed it, I'm sorry. Oh! All right, we'll have her on at 9:45 this morning. We got our time zones mixed up. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 88. And don't forget, coming up this hour, we're going to give away CU tickets. CU is playing Miami of Ohio this Saturday, 1:30 in the afternoon from Folsom Field. If you want to win, I'm going to do that around 7:30, so stick around. Oh, I might do it at 7:45, and I might do it at 7:50. Because the instructions for management here says I'm supposed to do it at 7:30, which means immediately that I'm going to ignore this and do it. I might do it now and forget the whole 7:30 thing. What the hell? What can they do to me? I guess they can fire me, right? See, I quit, but why should I make some of you happy? Okay, just kidding. Well, maybe not. I'm always torn every single morning between doing straight politics and doing other issues. I know there are a lot of you out there who crave straight politics, but I can't do it every single day. I just feel like sometimes we have to take a break and we just can't do them. But this is something I started to talk about in the first hour a little bit, and I want to talk about it now because to me this is extremely frustrating. And John put it really well. John Turkin put it really well that he and I were talking off the air about this, and this is the Webb Amendment. And John, repeat what you said to me. Repeat what you said to me off the air.
Well, me and Stacy were watching the news last night, and you know, it came down yesterday, and me and my wife were discussing that the Webb Amendment failed and how ridiculous it is and what's wrong with these folks. I mean, my wife said, what's wrong with these politicians? Why would they not let, and like Senator Webb said, it's not that if you're a volunteer, if you want to go serve, if you want to do another tour, you're fine to do that. But they're not, you know, it's not required. So we're in a gas that some of these politicians would vote this thing down. Why would they not want their military to spend time with their families and at home? And
yeah.
Burn out there in war.
Yeah. I don't get it at all. Let me read you a little bit about from the Associated Press here. Democrats' efforts to challenge President Bush's Iraq policies were dealt a demoralizing blow yesterday in the Senate after they failed to scrape together enough support to guarantee troops more time at home. The 56-44 vote falls short of reaching the 60 needed to advance. All but assured the Democrats would be unable to muster the support needed to pass tough anti-war legislation by year's end. The legislation sponsored by Senator Jim Webb, Democrat of Virginia, was seen as the Democrats' best shot because of its pro-military premise. The idea of winning the war in Iraq is beginning to get a second look, said Senator Lindsey Graham, who's a Republican from South Carolina. This guy's just a pimp for the administration, who led opposition to the bill along with Senator John McCain. Webb's legislation would have required that troops spend as much time at home training with their units as they spend deployed in Iraq or Afghanistan. Members of the National Guard or Reserve would be guaranteed 3 years at home before being sent back. Most Army soldiers now spend about 15 months in combat with 12 months at home. All right, these are people who are supposed to support the troops. So then what ends up happening is that they don't support this. In blocking this bipartisan bill, Republicans have once again demonstrated that they are more committed to protecting the president than protecting our troops, said Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Wednesday's vote was the second time in as many months that Webb's bill was sidetracked. In July, a similar measure also fell 4 votes short of advancing. Democrats said they were hopeful additional Republicans, weary of the politically unpopular war, would agree this time around to break the party ranks. It had already attracted 36 co-sponsors, including Republicans Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, Olympia Snow of Maine, and Gordon Smith of Oregon. But momentum behind the bill stalled Wednesday after Senator John Warner announced he decided the consequences would be disastrous. Webb later told reporters there was no doubt Warner's opposition threw cold water on the bill. Hagel, a Republican from Nebraska, said the White House also had been very effective in making this a loyalty test for the Republican Party. What the hell? Of the 56 senators voting to advance the measure, 49 Democrats, 6 Republicans, and Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders voting against it. They were voting for it. Voting against it were 43 Republicans and Connecticut Independent Joseph Lieberman. I maintain Joseph Lieberman is a scumbag. I hate to use those kind of terms. The vote means Congress will not intervene in the foreseeable future in the war's execution, Lieberman told reporters. Oh, okay, right. Yeah, Joe. What it means is that the majority of Americans who oppose this stupid endeavor will have no input whatsoever, and the White House will control everything that goes on. And congratulations to the people of Connecticut who voted for Joe Lieberman. Hope you're happy with him. Senate also planned to vote on legislation by Senator Russ Feingold and Harry Reid that would cut off funding for combat next year. Now, here's the point even to phrase it this way sounds so talk show hosty sounding. Well, you people, this is the point I've been trying to make to you. But this is something I've been talking about. Why is it there are people out there, and hopefully you're not one of them, who cannot see the Republican Party, and I'm not talking about all of the Republican Party, but I'm talking about people like Wayne Allard, I'm talking about people like Tom Tancredo, Marilyn Musgrave, Doug Lamborn, as enablers, as obstructionists and enablers. And that they are concerned more about party loyalty and protecting the head of their party, which is George W. Bush, than they are about doing what's right for our men and women in uniform. Or what the public wants done. Why is it there are people out there who can't see this? Now, if you go look at the record, Wayne Allard was one of the people who voted against the Webb Amendment. And I'm sure that Wayne Allard would tell you that he supports the troops and that people like myself and you and others, that we don't support the troops. He supports the troops and his party supports the troops. Yet, they won't let men and women in uniform be home with their families. They won't let them have time to train. How in the world do you justify this vote? But here's something. I want to take it a step further. And I made this comment to David Sirota. I believe this was yesterday morning. That the GOP are enablers. Now, I'm not talking about you individually. If you're a member of the GOP or you're a wavering Republican or you just happen to go down the frequency and suddenly find this radio station in the show and you say, well, wait a minute, Jay, I mean, that's not me. You're right. I know it's not you. But it's your elected representatives who swear allegiance to this party. They're the ones that are the enablers. So what happens? Oh, you just called Wayne Allard's office in D.C.? What did you say?
I just asked if they could explain if the senator had an explanation for why he voted against this, the Webb Amendment.
And what was her answer?
She said she didn't know.
Buff.
Isn't that great?
That's great. Yeah. That's
that was
great.
A really well-worth phone call.
I don't know. I had no idea why he did that. Hello? Unbelievable.
I said, well, I really wish he would have voted with Senator Webb and Senator Hagel, and she's like, well, I'll pass that along.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wayne will get right to that. All right, so in the wake of all of this, okay, with the fact that these folks are huge, like Wayne Allard, huge enablers, we're back to square one again with these people who I think are absolute and total whack jobs. This is Carolyn Beninsky and her friends, her collection of anti-war coalitions, who are going to visit congressional offices on Thursday, September the 20th, that's today. They're going to go to Senator Ken Salazar's office. Purpose? This is what they say in their press release. In October, Congress will be voting on President Bush's request for funding for approximately $180 to $200 billion to continue the occupation in Iraq. Members of the Colorado Coalition to End the War Against Iraq and the Colorado Communities for Justice and Peace will request that Colorado congressional members oppose all further funding for the occupation except that needed to safely bring the troops home. The visits will be followed by visits at noon to other congressional members who have offices in the metro area. Congresswoman Diana DeGette. Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Congressman Mark Udall. Oh, but wait. There are no Republicans on the list. You mean you're not going to go to Marilyn Musgrave's office? You're not going to go to Tom Tancredo's office? You're not going to go to Wayne Allard's office? The very same Wayne Allard who voted against the Webb Amendment? Now, isn't that interesting? If you want to stop the war in Iraq, and there may be numerous ways to do this, and there may be a lot of ways to look at this and a lot of different plans. Whatever plan you come up with, who do you think you'd have the best success with? Do you think you'd have it with Mark Udall? Ed Perlmutter? Diana DeGette? Ken Salazar? John Salazar? Or do you think you'd have more success with Wayne Allard, Tom Tancredo, Doug Lamborn, Marilyn Musgrave, Marilyn Manson Musgrave? Do you think you'd have more of a chance with them or with Udall and the rest? See, I would say that you probably have more of a chance of getting something done with Udall, Perlmutter, Diana DeGette, and Salazar than you would with Allard and the rest. What do I base that on? Well, I base it on the fact that if you go look at the votes, Allard and the GOP have consistently voted to stop any effort to change American policy in Iraq. But yet, these folks, with these irrational far-left organizations, they're going to go cause trouble for Udall, who's running for Senate. They're going to go cause trouble for Congressman Ed Perlmutter, one of the hardest-working, most decent human beings that I've ever met, for Diana DeGette, who is committed to her district and is a great representative, and she was out front against this war in the very beginning. And Ken Salazar, who, as David Sirota noted yesterday, is moving now more to the left, on this, and I don't even want to say left. He's moving more to a mainstream American position on this. And so, yeah, this is the thing to do. Let's go bug these people instead of letting the GOP off the frickin' hook. Now, if somebody wants to explain this logic to me and tell me where you think this is effective, please do at 303-713-7600 because I don't get it. I don't get it at all. We don't have a majority in the Senate. Okay, so why would you let these folks get away unscathed? Who's going to step forward and ask Bob Schieffer, who's planning to run against Mark Udall for the Senate? Bob, what's your position on Iraq? You support this insane policy or no? Like, why aren't we putting pressure on the GOP? Why aren't we? And I'll tell you something. You know what the conventional wisdom dictates? I'm going to tell you what the conventional wisdom dictates. That this is a conservative state. That the majority of the people who live in this state support the president and do not want us to get out of Iraq. But when you go look at the public opinion polls, we're sitting in the mainstream. These folks in the GOP are not in the mainstream. They're out of the mainstream. And when are we going to deliver the message that those of us who are mainstream Americans are sick and tired of their behavior? Nah, let's not do that. Let's do what Carolyn Baninski and these fools on the far left want to do, which is go bug the Democratic congressional delegation and leave the Republicans alone. It's stupid. It's just stupid. And it doesn't make any sense. 303-713-7600. And I got two open lines. And you know what? Hey, sit on your half moons. Don't call. Don't participate. Oh, Jay, I really don't care. Guess what? You don't participate? I'll do two things. I'll either play MacArthur Park by Richard Harris, or I'll carry this on for the rest of the show. So, let's...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies.
Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Diamondbacks.
Or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I've said this over and over again, and you know what? Hey, I'll say it again. I don't know how much snow we're going to get. I don't have any idea. You don't see me on Channel 7, do you, like Mike Nelson? Or any other channel. I'm lucky to be on this one. But I'll tell you this much. If you get trapped like you did last year, and you swore to yourself last year you weren't going through it again, then maybe what you need to do is you need to look at an SUV or an all-wheel drive vehicle. And the best place to do that and save some money, too, is Rockies Autos. Their selection is huge. Previously owned clean late model cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got great people out there to deal with. I always repeat their names every morning, and that's because I believe it. I'm just not saying it to say it. Folks like Marvin, Tom Alshur, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Julia, Adolph, Juan. The list just goes on and on of really great people working out there, over 100 of them that are dedicated to helping you out. Check out the inventory at RockiesAutos.com. You can see it on the internets. Or get out there. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You, the customer, comes first at Rockies Autos. That's why Mary and I not only keep going back time and time again, but we also send our friends there as well. Rockies Autos. Here's the address. Go out and see them. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, it's me, your computer. I work hard every day, and you take me for granted.
This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Does your computer need a little love? If you've been neglecting your computer, call us today. We can make your computer happy again, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
buy three tires at Pep Boys and the fourth one's free. Any brand, any size for any vehicle. That's right. When you buy three tires at Pep Boys, the fourth one is free. After mail-in rebate, must include tire installation package. See store for details. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Like being behind the wheel of a Buick? Then make sure a Buick specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your Buick Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Are you going to suit the Boy Scouts up on the weekends?
That's Senator Chuck Hagel talking about the Webb Amendment, which failed yesterday. 26 minutes after 7 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Oh, why did it fail? Well, it failed because the Republicans stopped it. And so I'm asking, what sense does it make to go bother the Democratic delegation like Carol Baninski and the rest of these fools with the Colorado Communities for Justice and Peace and members of the Colorado Coalition to End the War Against Iraq? What sense does that make when it's the GOP that's the enablers of this guy, George W. Bush, and they're putting themselves and their party ahead of our kids who are in uniform? 303-713-7600. You know, like Tom Russell in that song, Who's Gonna Build the Wall? I'm tired of the right and the left. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, hi, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
This is one of the few times I have to strongly disagree with you. I've known Carolyn Baninski since the late 80s when I moved here and became involved with the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center. And she and that entire group of people have devoted their lives, literally devoted their lives to peace and justice issues of all kinds.
Doesn't mean that they can't be wrong.
No, I know. I just hear me out a minute, Jay. The reason they're going to the Democratic offices is that they're in Kucinich's camp. They believe that the way to bring the troops home safely is to stop funding the war, okay? They know that it's a waste of time to go to Tancredo and the other Republicans because they know that these people, as you just talked about the Webb, they voted down the Webb amendment. It's a waste of time to go.
Why is it a waste of time to confront an elected official who you disagree with? Why is that a waste of time? Why do you let those folks off the hook and you say nothing to them so that the only people who they hear from and the only people who they believe are the people who are involved in their core support, and they discount the rest because there's not enough pressure being brought? Why do you do that instead of going and doing this, which is counterproductive, because we've already got those folks on our side? Now, look, we can disagree about the idea of funding, and we can disagree about what to do when it comes with that funding, and we can disagree on how to stop this, but we all have the same feeling that we want it stopped. It's a mainstream American feeling. The people who are stopping any progress are the GOP. And Ms. Baninski and these folks, okay, they're not going to make one visit to those people. Why is that, Paul?
Jay,
why is it?
That's what I was just saying to you, Jay. They do call
Why don't they show up?
Because, Jay, like you just said, you know darn well that nothing is going to change
that's
the mind.
Even more of a reason to apply pressure. That's even more of a reason to try to lean on them. To let them escape is intellectually dishonest. To turn around and to distort people's viewpoints about the Iraqi troop funding is also intellectually dishonest. I asked Carolyn Beninsky on the air here where Mark Udall stood. You know what her answer was, Paul? I don't know.
Well, I don't
know. That's like John Turk calling Wayne Allard's office and asking, well, why did the senator vote against the Webb Amendment? And the woman tells him, gee, I really don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand that, Jay, because I know the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center stays on top of people.
Well, apparently they're not on top of it in that case. And this whole funding question hasn't come up yet. Congressman Udall's has never said that he intends to vote for the total funding requested, which implies that he's just willing to support a blank check approach to the Republican Congress. He never said that. But the thing is, we know Wayne Allard, and we know that the rest are going to do it, and yet Beninsky and these folks, not going to their office, going to let them get away with it.
Right, but Jay, if you believe that the best way to get the troops home, the whole idea of stopping this, quote-unquote, stopping this Iraq war is just ridiculous. I mean, that's
the whole idea of turning around and attacking your allies because they won't do what you want them to do. The whole idea of going and not including one Republican on your list, that whole idea is counterproductive. And I'm going to tell you something. These are the same people, the exact same people, who brought us George W. Bush via Ralph Nader. And you know something? Things are too critical now to play this BS game. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the call. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, you want to give away some Buffs tickets? Want to do that, John? Yeah. Okay. Name me the lone Democrat who voted against the Webb Amendment. Give me the name of the lone Democrat who voted against the Webb Amendment. I'll take the first two correct answers at 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. The first two correct answers. Name me the lone Democrat who voted against the Webb Amendment. 303-631-2760. And here's a hint. His picture is not on the cover of Sergeant Pepper's. Look at John! Okay. Gina, did you understand where I was trying to go there?
I'm not sure.
John looks at me like, what? Okay.
That was funny, though.
Well, it's true. The correct answer is not. He's not on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's. Ooh, I said too much there even. All right, what's the traffic look like?
All right, we're still seeing those stop-and-go conditions. If you're trying to get out of Lakewood, watch out for those delays eastbound, Sheridan to Federal. Same thing southbound 225, Colfax to Mississippi. And other than that, it's pretty standard ride. Southbound 25, of course, stacked up into downtown now, I-70 to Spear. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a beautiful day, sunny and breezy with a high of 88. Looks like it'll be clear and cool.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition, the Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
Artie's scared. Fines, loss of contracts, sanctions, and more await him. This is Steve. Steve's a financial planner, too, but he uses email archiving and compliance from Smarsh.com. Steve's on the golf course, knowing that Smarsh.com's got his back. Steve's confident and compliant. Get compliant with Smarsh.com. That's Smarsh.com.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So when are we going to get a new oven?
This one's only 10 years old.
Yeah, but that's like 90 in oven years.
Oven years? Is that like dog years or something?
They'll explain it to you at the Home Depot.
Come in and get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus 10% off your first purchase with a new Home Depot credit card account. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through September 23rd in U.S. only. Maximum discount $200, subject to approved available credit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's 2 ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
People who want to go back can go back. It does not stop anyone from volunteering to return if they want to waive this provision.
Good morning, 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 88. And we got 2 winners for the bus tickets. Debbie and Ronald picked them up. Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Got Broncos tickets to give away tomorrow morning. 7:37, 37 minutes after 7, we're talking about the Webb Amendment failing and the Republicans getting in the way. And if you're a Republican, I don't mean to step on your toes. Yes, I do, because you know what? I think it's wrong. And the idea that Carol Meninsky and these folks... And I'll tell you what, you look at who's a member of these groups, I guarantee you there's Green Party people in there, and they're the ones who brought us George W. Bush in the first place. These groups that are going around, the Peace and Justice folks, and the rest of these people who are going around, they're going around to Democratic offices, but they're not going to see any Republicans. Well, Wayne Allard and the Republicans are the one they're standing in the way. They're standing in the way. Why are they off the hook? I don't understand this. 303-713-7600, and let's go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you, man?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, great. Hey, I listen to your show every morning, and I wanted to thank you for what you do.
Oh, you know what? Thanks. I appreciate it. I don't really do much of anything except show up and collect a paycheck, but go ahead.
Right on, man. Hey, I've got a little bit different of a perspective on this. I 9 times out of 10, I probably agree with you. On this one, I'm a little bit off. I think it's very, very important for us to completely shore up our Democratic Congress here in the here in Colorado in particular. I don't really know a whole lot about Carolyn Meninsky or whatever her name is, but I definitely agree with shoring up our existing base and making them stronger, because if we continue to make these Republicans vote against all of these different amendments, all it's going to make them do is collapse in the end. From a long-term strategy standpoint, really what it's going to help us do is going to help us capture more seats in the long stretch. In the short term, it's not going to be as effective, but I think if we can really get these guys to keep voting the way that they're voting, to keep trying to bring these amendments, to bring the troops home, that's really where we're going to start to see progress from our end.
Well, see, politically opportunistic-wise, what you're talking about may be a good idea, but from a practical standpoint of trying to stop all of this insanity and save kids' lives and at least accommodate kids to the point of the fact that they can spend time at home with their families, and that this whole thing about throwing them into the meat grinder is absolutely insane. It just, to me, it defies logic to turn around and go after those folks in a congressional delegation who would be naturally inclined to support where we're coming from, who haven't really outright said, none of them have said they're going to give the President of the United States a blank check. But I'll guarantee you one thing, Wayne Allard and the rest of these folks will definitely do that. They'll definitely put their party in front of their patriotism, their troops. And I guess that's harsh to say in challenging Wayne Allard's patriotism. I guess I really shouldn't do that. But I think he is putting his country, I think he's putting his party in his country. He's putting his party ahead of his country. And so is Tancredo, so is Musgrave, so is Lamborn, so are the rest of these folks. And why is it that Beninsky and these people, why don't they show up at any Republican offices? What is the deal there? Since when do you let those folks off the hook?
Well, and I think really, from my perspective, once again, I've actually considered running against Tancredo because I live in his darn district at this point.
Oh, you should.
I've seriously considered it when he comes up for re-election. But realistically, it's all got to be about them digging their own holes. If they're not going to open their minds and they're not going to ever support pulling our troops out because they have this lopsided view of what patriotism is and they have no real concept of what it means to be an American by standing up and asking the tough questions and taking care of our troops. One of my best friends actually died in Iraq, or he died back here. He committed suicide after he got back from Iraq. And so I absolutely want to see our troops come home. I want to see them get the rest that they need if they have to go back. I'm 100% behind you on that. And I agree with trying to hold these folks accountable, but we have to support our folks. I mean, now we've recently seen Ken Salazar finally make some strides towards our side. So let's shore him up. Let's make him know that, hey, we're 100% behind you, man. Keep up what you're doing, and let's maybe get him to go further towards our side versus trying to make these people who just will not change their minds under any circumstances. Yeah. Why would we spend our wheels on that?
Because that's what it's all about. Because that's when you're supposed to spin your wheels. That's when you're supposed to push forward. That's when you're supposed to put your nose to the grindstone. You're supposed to hold people accountable. We not only have to hold Wayne Allard accountable, we have to ask Bob Schaefer where he's coming from. We need to know an answer about him because he's going to run for the Senate too. We need to know what these people are doing. We need to push on them. And you're not going to get anywhere by attacking your own. The only place you're going to get any place is by going after those people who are living under some false delusional belief that support for this is mainstream America. And that that questioning of the policy is a lunatic fringe. Well, it's not a lunatic fringe. It is mainstream America. If you look at the polls, it'll indicate that it's mainstream America. But these groups, like the Beninsky and these folks are involved with, you know what? They are on the extreme. They are not in mainstream America. And what they do is they just further enhance the cartoon character that critics circulate around. About folks like you and me and others who are just sick and tired of, well, I hate to put it this way, but I believe this to be true, lack of common decency.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, like I said, I don't necessarily know that Carolyn Beninsky, I just think from we can shore them up on our side. As long as we should not be attacking our own. That's ludicrous. And if that's what Carolyn is doing, I completely.
Well, that's what she's doing. I mean, she's going to Udall, Perlmutter. I mean, I guarantee you that if I got her on the air right now and asked her what Congressman Ed Perlmutter's view is on this, I bet you she couldn't tell me.
Yeah, I probably not. I mean, there are definitely those lunatic friends. I mean, I was so upset when Nader cost us the election back in 2000.
Well, these folks are going to do it to us again because these are the exact same people.
Well, and they very well may be, and I think we need to ask them, I think, some tougher questions and say, look, are you attacking or are you supporting? Because if they're supporting our Congress people that are voting our way, then let them be. But if they're attacking, then we definitely need to hold them more accountable. I would say far more accountable than even these people that are voting against our troops' interests.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're exactly what they're doing. They're attacking. Hey, listen, if you decide to run against Tancredo, let me know, man. I'll give you the first campaign contribution.
Right on, man. Have a great one, Jay.
Okay, Eric. Take care, bud.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Adam in Erie. Adam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Hey, I just real quick on like this Sadansky. Is it Sadansky? Is that her name?
Sadansky.
I think what people are missing, and at least what I hear you saying, is that, you know, it's one thing to go and you know, voice your opinion and whatnot at these people's offices, and I think, you know, you need to do it equally, but I think what they're missing, and I think the point you were kind of getting at, was that the fact that they don't even, they're going and complaining and voicing their, you know, complaints with, you know, getting Democrats, but they don't even know their position. So, I mean, that kind of seems to be, you know, doesn't seem very genuine if you can't even answer. Like, I heard you out with her the other day, you know, and she couldn't even tell you what Udall's position was or how he's been voting, but she's going to go and, you know, and get on him about something. That doesn't make sense to me, but I think that's kind of what you were getting at, that, you know,
Well, that's part of it. The other part of it is there's nothing wrong with telling your representative, your congressperson, how you feel, but these folks are into doing things like holding an occupation of Congressman Udall's office for the better part of 2 weeks. That part has never gotten covered. Nobody's ever talked about that, that they sat there for two. Well, what about Wayne Allard's office? What about the Republicans?
No,
they're the ones who are stopping us.
Yeah, I think I have to admit, I've come around a little bit more so I've been more of an independent and I've come to, you know, you talk about mainstream to me, and I'm telling Turk that, you know, it. To me, it's common sense.
I mean, exactly.
I mean, there's so many anymore. It's the lack of common sense is what scares the hell out of me.
Me too.
I
mean,
I personally think that, and I hate to say it, but just after listening over the last week and stuff, that you know, I think before Bush gets out of office, I really think we're on, and I think people, you know, might think this is kind of, you know, crazy, but I think we're on the cusp of World War III. Because I think what's going to happen is that they're not going to wait until they get out of office. They know if they get out of office, you know, they're not going to be able to hit Iran, and you know, Cheney and them, these guys who I just think are just, I've come to believe they're just whack jobs. That, you know, they're and I understand why, and I heard Wesley Clark talking about that, you know, we might have no choice but to hit Iran because of the whole not allowing them to, you know, become a nuclear power. But
well, we'll have Wesley Clark on tomorrow morning.
Pardon?
We'll have Wesley Clark on tomorrow morning. We'll have him on as a guest.
Yeah, Wesley Clark?
Yes, Wesley Clark.
Yeah, and he was on with Big Ed, and he said that, you know, very, very likely that, you know, we will do that. And the way he kind of put it, scared the hell out of me, that, you know, because he's pretty much, you know, a Democrat, I think, you know, in all the way. And he's like, look, you know, we may have no choice the way he came across.
I'll ask him tomorrow morning to elaborate on that. Hey, man, yeah. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Denny in Greenwood Village. Denny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I'm one of those people that you consider idiots for putting pressure on specifically Ken Salazar and Mark Udall.
Well, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Sir, along with the four Republicans who voted for the last emergency supplemental appropriation, Mr. Udall, Ken Salazar, John Salazar, and Diane DeGette all voted with the Republicans to give George Bush an additional $125 billion for four more months.
Well, I wouldn't. Wait a minute, hold on a second. There are a lot of people who have no problem with that. There are a lot of people who believe that you do have to give funding for the troops, but that doesn't mean that you have to give the President of the United States a blank check. And if you're one of those people that believes in, you know, that you're telling me that you showed up and that you know that you're angry at Udall, you're angry at all these folks. Let me just ask you a couple of questions. First of all, where does Mark Udall stand on the additional funding that'll be requested? Can you tell me?
I know that he initially voted against the war, and then in all of these supplemental.
I'm talking about the current one that's coming up. Do you know where he stands on that?
He said at the town meeting that I was at, where there was an excessive police.
Yeah, good for them. There should be.
Well, again, I understand.
But just give me an answer to my question is all I'm asking.
He said that he would vote to support the troops.
And you have a problem with that?
I have a problem, but okay. He does not make a distinction between supporting the troops and
but voting
supporting
to,
a failed policy
but voting
that's been
to,
going on.
You know
for
what?
50,
but voting to support the troops doesn't mean giving George W. Bush a blank check. Do you know where Congressman Ed Perlmutter stands on this?
Ed Perlmutter voted against the last $125 billion.
Okay, why would you?
All right.
So why would you go to his office?
I don't go to his office.
Well,
you
guys are planning to. Wait, can you explain that to me? How about Diana again?
Sir, don't use that Republican and Democratic.
Oh, you know what? Stop with the Republican Democratic BS. Well, just answer the question. Why would you go to his office if you feel he's on your side? What about Wayne Allard and Tom Tancredo? Why aren't you going to their office?
When's the last time you called the Wayne Allard's office?
Yesterday.
Okay.
But I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you. Why aren't you going? Why aren't you going to his office? And why aren't you and Beninsky and these people going to his office? Why are you going to the Democrats but not the Republicans? What's the agenda there?
I think Beninsky is probably welcome in Perlmutter's office because
I'm not asking about her. I'm asking about you. I'm asking about you. Why are you going to their offices and not the Republicans? And by the way, who did you vote for in 2000?
I went to no offices. I went to the last. Town meeting that
who did you vote for in 2000?
I voted for in 2000. I voted for Gore.
You didn't vote for Nader?
Of course, I didn't vote for Nader.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Because I am a loyal, patriotic, liberal Democrat.
Well,
and I want
that's fine,
I was against
but I,
the war from the beginning.
That's fine, but I find it interesting that you don't want to hold the Republicans, Wayne Allard, Tom Tancredo,
sir,
and the rest of them who are standing in the way. You don't want to hold them responsible. Why is that?
Sir, you may don't project yourself.
Oh, you know what? Stop with your sir stuff. Jeez. You know, if you can't answer the question, then don't answer it. All I'm asking you is just why you leave the GOP out of the equation when they're standing in your way. 752, here's a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Not a bad ride around the metro area. If you are trying to get out of Highlands Ranch or Littleton, we have eastbound C-470 slowing down now between Bowles and 285, as well as Broadway to Quebec. I-70 eastbound also stacked up Sheridan toward York through your I-25 commute, and we've got that usual heavy traffic on eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike starting at Federal. Of course, the stop-and-go continues on eastbound 6 if you're trying to get out of Lakewood from an earlier crash. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a gorgeous one, sunny, breezy, and definitely warmer with a high of 88. Right now, under fair skies, 57 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Are you having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most RestAid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of RestAid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
Like being behind the wheel of a Buick? Then make sure a Buick specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your Buick Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Healthcare is talked about a lot in this country, and finally it is now come to the surface and taken the place in the debate where it should have been all along. And one of the keys, I think, to cutting down healthcare costs, and one of the keys, I think, to making for a healthier, a better life, is preventive medicine. And getting out in front of things will help you in the long run. Lung cancer is the leader of cancer deaths in America. Lung cancer is the leader of cancer deaths in America. With early detection, though, lung cancer can be cured. If lung cancer is detected early, the cure rate improves dramatically. And CT lung screening is the only screening test that has been shown to improve cure rates for lung cancer. During a chest x-ray to diagnose early lung cancer, you know something? It doesn't pick up everything. Chest x-rays just don't do it. Because by the time they pick them up, they pick up the cancer, it's big enough to spread. It's already gone. It's already spread over 90% of the time. So if you've had a significant exposure to secondhand smoke, to asbestos, any of that stuff, you need a CT lung screen for early detection of lung cancer. A CT lung screen at Front Range Preventive Imaging is under $250. That's roughly a quarter of the cost of the same procedure performed at a hospital. Please, do something about this. Call them today, 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Your family will thank you, your community will thank you, and I'll tell you something, I thank you too.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Webb Amendment, its failure, about these people who are on the fringes, I think. Carol Meninsky and these folks who are only going to these anti-war coalitions. They're only going to Democrats, not to Republicans. What's the deal there? I don't get that. Let's go to Bill in Vail. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Jay, this is Bill. We've talked before on immigration. I kind of grew up by where you did up in Huntington Beach, California. I just want to tell you how grateful I am that you're fired up and going for this thing, because I see a big voter apathy coming from what's going on with the Democratic Party. And I think you're right on almost everything you talk about. I'm going to lose you here probably a little bit because I'm dropping it out of Genesee coming into Denver, and there's a dead spot there. But I just wanted to pass that along. You know, I grew up in the 60s. The Vietnam War was right in front of me. I lost about 12 friends through it. I'm very passionate about this. My fear is that when the Democrats kind of took over, there was a huge swelling up of people getting involved, younger people that, you know, they're up in the mountains, they're having a good time, they're not all that conscious of a lot of things, but they were very fired up. I see a lot of disillusionment happening now. And fear is when it comes time to vote, those people may just stay away. And those are the people...
Well, I hate to cut you off because I got to get the news. Drive safe. I agree with you, and I hope they don't stay away. Take care,
okay.
Bill.
Keep doing it, man.
All right. More coming up.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at AM760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The Fed is on the case. That's what Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke will tell Congress shortly at a hearing on the fallout from reckless mortgage lending. The White House is signaling a policy change that would allow two big lenders, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, to buy, bundle, and resell jumbo mortgages of more than $417,000. That could free up more mortgage money. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us what else is in the works.
Top administration officials will be asking Congress to step in to make it easier for people at risk of losing their homes to refinance with government insurance.
I wish something had been done earlier.
Yale economics professor Robert Shiller had long warned the real estate bubble would burst and says there are millions now who have adjustable rate mortgages they won't be able to pay.
The clock is running on them, and unless Congress does something, many people will just fall.
The House passed one bill to extend FHA loans, and the Senate is considering similar legislation.
Announced a short time ago, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns is resigning. He may run for the Senate seat. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel is giving up. At a press conference within the hour, President Bush is expected to defend his threat to veto a children's health insurance program. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller.
Frank, the program for children in low-income families expires at the end of the month. And the president will accuse some Democrats of deliberately trying to provoke a veto for political purposes. He's willing to increase funding by $5 billion over 5 years, but not 10 times that amount, as called for in the version passed by the House. Frank?
A big protest rally is taking place in Gina, Louisiana, to show support for six black teenagers accused of beating a white teen.
No one here quite knows yet whether 10 to 50,000 people will show up. Authorities tell us they don't expect any trouble, but if there is any, they're ready.
CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts. The protesters say authorities were quick to charge the black teens, but slow to do anything about whites who hung a noose from a tree where blacks gathered. The government is refusing to pay the Boeing company any more money for a high-tech virtual fence of tall towers, radar, and cameras along Arizona's border with Mexico. Laura Keener with the Department of Homeland Security says that fence is 3 months behind schedule.
There are software challenges. The integration of all the systems into a common operating picture continue to be the challenge.
That fence is designed to catch illegal immigrants, drug smugglers, and terrorists. All four people on board survived when a small plane crashed last night in Chattanooga in a shopping center parking lot. Bystanders helped them out of the wreckage.
I pulled another gentleman out, but I went back to the pilot, and he told me that they ran out of fuel.
The plane clipped a few cars into a telephone pole. No one on the ground was hurt. Late word, another Osama bin Laden tape has surfaced. In it, he calls on Pakistanis to rebel against President Musharraf. The Dow Industrials are down 27 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that?
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Senator Ken Salazar says he still hopes his proposal calling for a mission change for U.S. troops in Iraq will get a vote in the Senate. But for now, the Colorado Dems amendment is not one the lawmakers will consider as they start debating proposals on the Iraq War. Salazar's measure would have called on Bush to embrace recommendations of the Independent Iraq Study Group, which urged the president to hand off the combat mission to Iraqis by next year. Majority Leader Harry Reid has criticized Salazar's proposal for not requiring any action. Attorneys are set to go to federal court today over that lawsuit in which Colorado demands that Uncle Sam start enforcing immigration laws. Referendum K, approved by voters in November, directed State Attorney General John Southers to file the lawsuit, even though Southers is not optimistic about the outcome.
But I suspect he will tell me that states have sued the federal government six times in the last 10 years on similar theories, and none of them have gotten past pretrial motions.
The suit says Congress and the executive branch haven't taken adequate steps in response to the threat of terrorism. But U.S. Attorney Troy Eade says the lawsuit should be dismissed because Colorado does not have the authority to sue on behalf of residents. And a prominent Centennial pastor accused of filing fraudulent life insurance claims has appeared in court for the first time in Arapahoe County. Prosecutors say the Reverend Asen Phillips created fraudulent beneficiary documents to funnel insurance claim money to church groups that he controlled. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Dealing with a crash now. Two vehicles on the shoulder eastbound I-70 near Havana. That is causing delays back to 270. We've also got a two-vehicle crash at Yale and Monaco, and very heavy traffic now on the northbound side of I-25 if you're anywhere between the Washington Street Bridge and Alameda. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today should be beautiful with sunny and breezy conditions, high of 88. Tonight, it looks like it'll be clear and cool with a low of 55. And right now, under fair skies, it's 57 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Focus for just $79.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 05 Focus today for just $79.88 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
An energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-30.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down there, Goodwrench Service Lane, for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh my goodness, we're up to 8 o'clock already. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 88. Missed any or part of the show, podcast, am760.net. I'm going to read some a few emails here. This is from Bruce. Bruce says, because they are Democrats and you contact your representatives, if you're a Republican, to go to the Republicans, you are being like Rush. Don't blame the Republicans, it's the Democrats. That doesn't make any sense to me. Because they are Democrats and you contact your representatives, if you're a Republican, to go to the Republicans, you are being like Rush. Don't blame the Republicans, it's the Democrats. Okay. Please stop calling the Iraq a war. The war was over nearly 3 years ago. It's now an occupation. And also, as far as the GOP is concerned, they don't listen. I've been emailing and calling them for years over this continued mass murder. And they are committing against the Afghans and the Iraqis. They won't listen. They do not represent their districts like Mr. Udall and the Dems do. They represent Blackwater, etc. P.S. I'm an independent with the Constitutional Party. Well, the Constitutional Party will work. Here's one of the weirdest emails I've ever gotten. This is from Mark. Jay, you justify your vote against allowing the troops time home with their families because your political life does not depend on GI's money or votes, so screw them. And for a second I thought, well, is he talking about me? I'm not for denying them time home. No, what he's talking about is the Republicans. So, Mark out in Carlisle, Iowa. I misread that, and I owe you an apology for that. He's also, by the way, USAF retired. So thanks. Thanks for your service to the country. Here's a couple of more. It's from Adrienne. Hi, completely agree with you and still need to fund troops while they are there. Our Republican reps are the problem. I have a similar problem with Cindy Sheehan running against Nancy Pelosi. Why not go after the Republicans? They're the ones obstructing the will of the people. Yeah, see, I agree with that 100%. I think Sheehan has got a screw loose. I feel sorry for her because she lost her son, and, you know, that causes damage. But I don't think she's thinking clearly. Here's James. Your last call said there was excessive police force at Udall's town hall meeting. It was at the Thornton City Hall, which is right next to, get this, the Thornton Police Station. Imagine police being there. That's kind of a, isn't that whole anti-police thing, isn't that kind of a, like a 60s holdover type thing?
Hey, man, it's like there are so many police around, it's like the pigs are everywhere.
Okay, so we all did that, and it was fashionable when we were 15 and 16. Now that we're grown adults, and we're discussing baby boomers who radio stations run advertisements to, talking about male enhancement. Aren't we ever going to get over that? Aren't we ever going to leave that alone? I guess not. Maybe not.
There's too many police, man. You know?
All right. See, I'm just bothered by the extremes on both sides. But I didn't have one supporting call on the board. So obviously, I'm in the minority on this radio station in my feelings about these groups. You know, they want it to be like 1968. I mean, it's not going to be like 1968. All right, 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This story's in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Here's something to think about, and I'd love to see what you think about this. Several East High School students are facing disciplinary action after they were caught leaving racist graffiti on the floor and walls of the auditorium. This is according to school officials yesterday. Both the students who were the targets of the graffiti and the students who were caught writing it are of the same race, said one teacher, who described the incident as being a stupid prank rather than a racist taunt. She declined to say what race. It was a stupid kids thing. It was a stupid kids doing a stupid thing, said Celeste Archer, a social studies teacher. Prank or not, school officials are treating the incident with concern. One teacher saw a student running out of the auditorium and was able to identify the student. The dean's office later was able to confirm the identity of several others involved in the incident. School officials would not say how many students were involved. All right, what do you think ought to happen to these students? Should they be suspended? Should they be expelled? Should they be fined? What ought to happen to them? And if they used racist graffiti because the other teens that they aim the graffiti at are the same race that they are, does that make it any less worse? Does that somehow make it better? You know, this is along the lines of Isaiah Thomas, who got into trouble, and we had this story yesterday and didn't really get to it, about where he talks on this video about how black men white men, or blacks and whites, use the B word differently, as if that somehow excuses using the B word to refer to women. Now, I'm not talking about being politically correct here, which is always thrown around. Well, that's just too politically correct. No, how about decency? I mean, would you want me to call your sister or your wife or your girlfriend a bee? How about your mother? don't think he'd like that. Okay, if somebody used the N-word towards me, or you, and we're not black, does that make it more damaging or less damaging? Or is it just wrong, period? Now, graffiti is wrong. Even though I have to admit to you, I find some of the graffiti to be very interesting. What, John, you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
No, I agree, man. I saw a ton of graffiti, and some of it was pretty artful down in Atlanta when I was there.
Yeah. There used to be this guy. I don't know who he is. I don't know what his deal was. I once got on the air and asked if anybody knew who he was, who used to go around along the back of buildings where the L tracks ran, where the elevated train ran, the CTA elevated train in Chicago. He would only paint one thing. Only one thing. An apple in gold paint with a smile on its face. And this thing was all over the place. And I was just fascinated that somebody would come up with this concept. Yes, I know all the arguments. It's defacing private property. And I agree 100%. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had any of your house tagged. We had our garage tagged here not too long ago. And it makes you angry. But I do admit that I find some of the graffiti to be very, very artful. And I wish I could, you know, paint that way. But I wonder what you think should happen to these high school students. Because they're facing disciplinary action. I mean, in other words, what should be done? Versus I would think that you would have them have to clean the graffiti up. Or pay to have it cleaned up. But would you just suspend them? I mean, would they learn any lesson from that? Would they get any lesson from just being suspended? How many of us were suspended in school? Okay, come forward and open up the bags of your sin and your sins and your past emotional baggage, and let's examine it. Let's pull it out and play with it. How many of you were suspended from school? Anybody want to answer that? John, you ever suspended from school?
Yeah.
Okay, did you learn anything by being suspended?
Yes, I did.
What did you learn?
Not to fight at school.
See, what I learned from being suspended was, gee, I could get out of school. That's what I learned.
Now, my folks weren't too happy. So I got the school punishment, and then there was the home punishment, which was even worse.
What was the home punishment?
Grounded. You know, couldn't play. This was in middle school. This is before sixth grade.
No, I'm talking. Well, sure, all right, and I'm glad you brought that up too, because I should clarify this and say, high school.
I was never suspended in high school. No.
Okay, I was numerous times. And then when I later became an adult, I came to the conclusion that suspension doesn't really. What do kids get out of suspension? It doesn't really teach them anything. And expulsion is also not really the way to go. But here's the thing. Graffiti is bad enough, but racist graffiti? I mean, to me, that's awful. That's horrible. We all have racist moments. But at high school, doing this? All right, so how do you drive home the message that doing this is wrong? And plus, I find it interesting that they include in this article in the Rocky about the fact that the students who were caught, the targets of the graffiti, and the students who were caught writing the graffiti are of the same race. Does that make it any less damaging? Does that make it any less damaging? So, all right, so how would you handle this? And you know what? Let me personalize it even more, okay? Suppose these were your kids. What would you do? And that's an easy talk show topic angle to work about, well, what would you do? But think about this. Maybe you've got young kids, and you could be faced with something like this someday. Let's hope not. But how would you handle this? So what should be the reaction of the school? What should be the reaction of the parents? And what should be the reaction of the community? 303-713-7600. Controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. Combative? Yes.
Pep Boys, Jack speaking.
Yes, I need new tires.
Well, when you buy three tires at Pep Boys, the fourth tire's free.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
But, ma'am, it's free. Buy three tires at Pep Boys, and the fourth one's free after mail-in rebate. Any brand, any size, for any vehicle. Must include tire installation package. Some restrictions apply.
Buy three and get the fourth tire free at Pep Boys.
Oh, yeah. Also at Pep Boys, for a limited time, get a computerized wheel alignment for just $59.99 after a $10 mail-in rebate. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across three lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good rent service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, four tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, because they know what my GMC was like on day one. Like I said, professionals. The world could use more of them.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
What? Okay, fine, bye. I think that ad's great. Shows the Southwest's got a great sense of humor. Good for them. Hey, fall is right around the corner, and lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely because of last winter's storms, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. The LeafGuard gutter system will protect your home for years to come. It's a protective system with a lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty and will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. Learn more about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them J. Marvin sent you, and you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings and not on the ground with LeafGuard. And, hey, tell them J. Marvin sent you.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
I'm thinking of a number between 450 and 850. Know what it is? It's my credit score, and it happens to be 720. Do you know your credit score? Do you know what's in your credit report? You can find out right now at freecreditreport.com. How much easier could it get? Log on to freecreditreport.com. It's fast, free, and easy. That's freecreditreport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
AM 760 has J. Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
The counterculture rides again. 23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 88. Several East High School students. Oh, we should let this kick in a little bit before we get to it. If you're on the phone, please hang on a second. This is like the best Stone song ever done. Yeah. as it did when it originally came out. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8. All right. Several East High School students are facing disciplinary action after they were caught leaving racist graffiti on the floor and walls of the auditorium, according to East High School officials. Here's the deal. The targets of the graffiti and the students who were caught writing it are the same race. Does that make a difference? And what would you do with these kids? How do you deal with it? Is suspension the answer? I maintain, all right, how many of you ever been suspended from school? I never learned anything out of being suspended. All I learned was I could get out of going to school. That's all I learned. 303-713-7600 and, Genevieve in Littleton. We already lost her because I played the Stones song. Oh, we only have two calls on the line? Maybe I should just play some more of that Stones song. Telephones light up. What do you think? Or maybe we should play another Rolling Stones song. Maybe people don't want to talk about racist graffiti. Yeah. You know, putting racist graffiti in a high school is an everyday occurrence, I guess. Right? What do you think? Or maybe you just don't have an answer as to what should happen to these kids. All right, let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hi. You're not going to get the Stones on NPR, man.
Hey, you know what? There's no... Yeah, that's right, you're not.
maybe I'm just not intellectual enough, but NPR puts me to sleep.
Yeah, it does me too.
Anyway, I'm not sure what I should think about this because I don't know enough about the context. I guess I'm of two views. One is are these students of one race just bashing each other, in which case I'm not as concerned about the content as I am just they vandalized the school. But if it's students of one race writing graffiti about their own race in an attempt to stir up something, man, that's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, how about the idea that they were... Well, here's the thing that bothers me. How about the idea that they were trying to badger or poke fun at other students, but that somehow in their minds, using racist terms, is that acceptable? I mean, wouldn't you love to sit down and cross-examine them about that and say, hey, do you think that that's acceptable behavior?
Well, of course it's not, and I would love to cross-examine them, and I'm sure that somebody is going to. As far as what should be done, I think I'm with you about suspension from school. I don't think kids get much of it. I didn't get suspended from high school because my mother taught at the high school I went to, so I couldn't get away with anything.
Oh, whoa, that's a little rough.
Yeah, it was. I think at a minimum they should not just pay to have it cleaned up, but they ought to do the cleaning, and maybe they should be sent out into the community to do some more of that.
Yeah. See, I think that that's the way to go. Not only that, but they should receive, and I know that there are going to be people who are going to grimace when I say this. But you know what? They ought to receive sensitivity training.
I don't know.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. Forget the political correct argument that we hear all the time.
I'm not worried about the effect.
Well, but how about the idea that we should start conditioning kids so that when they become adults, they get this, okay? That, you know what? You don't get a brownie point for being inconsiderate of others.
Sure. I firmly believe that by the time kids are in high school that those kinds of lessons are probably too late to teach.
Really? You think so? You don't think you can teach that at any age?
No, I don't. I think that that's something that has to be instilled when they're younger. I've got a five-year-old, and he's learning those lessons now, not from anything that he's done that he needs to be taught about, but just my wife and I believe in instilling those values at an early age. And I feel that if by the time they've gotten to that age, that it's pretty you're way behind the eight ball at a minimum.
So you don't think that can be taught and that a kid, let's say, who's 16 or 17, that they can't be turned around?
I think it's difficult. I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's pretty tough. Maybe I'm too cynical.
Well, maybe you have a lot of real-world experience that maybe the rest of us don't have.
I got a little.
All right, John, thanks. Great comment.
Thanks. Take care.
All right, you too. All right, let's go to Greg in Brighton. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. I think that, hey, in your own race, is terrible. I see too much, you know, when you see on TV gang members, it's a black kid shooting a black kid, a white kid shooting a white kid. And it, you know, there's a lot of inter-hate in races. I think that schools are very quick to give out punishment, but very slow to open dialogue. I think we need to find out why these kids are self-hating. I mean, that's, I think, one of the keys is to open up a dialogue, maybe some education, well, like you said, sensitivity training. You kind of stole some of my thunder there.
Well, I think, yeah, well, we were talking to John. I was talking to John about that. I mean, I think it's, yeah, I'd love to explore, and I'd love to find out, and I think it's interesting why these high school students, why they would think that kind of behavior would be okay.
Well, there's a lot of self-hate. I mean, you'll see, you know, I mean, I was at my son's school, and you see kids, you know, I mean, black kids throwing the N-words at other black kids, white kids throwing, you know, the C and H word at each other, and you're thinking, wow, that's a lot of, you know, self-hate. I mean, because you're not only throwing it at them, it's reflected back to you. I mean, you're part of that same race. I mean, I think there needs to be, the schools are very quick to throw a punishment up to somebody doing something, but very slow to find out why they're doing it, you know. I think there needs to be dialogue opened, and I think we need to find out, you know, why there's self-loathing, I mean, in some of these people. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. We are slow to try to, we're really slow to try to find things out. Boy, you know what, there's no question about that. And we shouldn't be so, you know, this idea like, okay, well, you broke the rules, and you're suspended for doing it, or you're, you know, or whatever, and goodbye and see you later. That's not going to solve it in the long run. You're absolutely correct. You got to find out why it is that these kids think that it's okay.
Yeah, why do they think it's okay to, you know, yell the N-word? I mean, why do they think it's okay to yell the C-word or the any other, you know, any of the other racial comments? Not only that, Jay, but I mean, it gets to the point where it's a building thing. It's not, you know, it may start with a few innocent words, but next thing you know, kids are pulling out guns and shooting each other, you know, over, you know, racial issues. I mean, look at the big issue that's happening at the university right now with, you know, I mean, how racial issues can get out of hand.
Well, look at what's going on in, where is that, Gena, Louisiana?
Yeah, Gena, Louisiana.
Yeah, that's another one. I mean, and the report that ran here via CBS that, well, the officials there were slow to do anything about the white students leaving the nooses on the trees, but were quick to prosecute and go after the African-American students for their alleged beating of this white student. And what I wanted to say was, well, wait a minute, both acts were wrong. How do you
decipher?
How do you say one's, I mean, in other words, they're both wrong. I mean, and it gets back to this whole thing of, well, if one person does it, why, you know, okay, so that justifies another person doing it?
Well, I think that if there was early education, maybe that would help.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
If there was education earlier, like you said, stopping these kids in grade school, junior high school, maybe, you know, if they found out, why are you saying that, you know, what's driving you to do it? Why, you know, how?
Yeah, where does it come from? Where does it come from?
Where's
like Isaiah. It's like Isaiah Thomas saying, trying to make the case that using the B word to a black woman is not as bad as using the B word to a white woman because black people talk that way. Well, why do black people talk that way, Mr. Thomas? I'd like to know what justifies that. I don't think it justifies it whether you're black, orange, green, or purple.
You know, I've heard the Eubonics argument. I've heard all this stuff. You know, oh, well, there's a certain language, you know, and it's now an official thing. You know, I think that common courtesy is something that has been since the beginning of time. It should be now. You know, you should have, you know, I mean, there's certain.
Yeah, but it seems like that common yes, but it seems like that common courtesy thing is gone. Greg, thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
Have a good day, Jake.
Yeah, you too. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, maybe there's an African-American out there who'd like to explain to me Mr. Thomas's position. Not that I'm picking on black people. I just want to know, why is that language considered okay? And I also hear whites use it, too. And kids of all colors use it. And young adults. be this, be that, if you, you know, okay, I love to swear. I love it. I live to be able to use the F word. I wish it were legal on the radio. But you know something? As much of an argument that you and I would get into over something, I would never, never label your wife, your sister, or any female caller a B. I might slip and do it, but I would never use it as a part of everyday conversation. And I don't understand why it's okay to do that these days. 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay, we've got a motorcycle crash south on 25 right near Lincoln Broadway. That's the one on the north side of town, so just watch out. Traffic's kind of bogged down in that area. Eastbound 6th Avenue continuing to be tough between Wadsworth and Federal, and we had a crash. They were trying to clear eastbound 270 on the shoulder near Havana. Weather outlook today, it's going to be sunny, breezy, and warm with a high of 88 right now. A few clouds, 65 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. 60 Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
Go further into the unknown.
Let's get moving.
With an all-new season of Stargate Atlantis.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
No enemy they've ever met.
It's the Wraith.
No challenge they have faced.
People are going to die.
Can prepare the Atlantis team for the adventure yet to come.
If we all go, there's no coming back.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
From Internet Speedway. And start making money with an Internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Do you know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto, you're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
What was Spencer Davis like, 16 when he was singing this? 16 years of age, and he could belt out the blues? Old hippies, unite. All right, my question is, if you're like 19, 25 years old, do you dig this? far. We like this. I mean, just like some old man playing old records. See, kids don't even care about the radio anymore. They're into the internet. Hey, man, if I can't download it, it's not relevant. 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 88. Jay Marvin, working my way to hillbilly heaven. And we're talking here about this East High School students who are facing disciplinary action after they were caught leaving racist graffiti on the floor. The deal here is, on the walls of the auditorium, the deal here is that they were all the same race, not only the ones, the students that were being targeted, but also the students who wrote it. All right, let's go back on the phones, and we got a Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Listen, I want to respond to Isaiah Thomas's comments. And the way I see it, Isaiah Thomas is really just trying to get out of a sexual harassment lawsuit. Using the B word is not acceptable to me as a black man. It would not be acceptable if someone was using that word toward my wife. I would be very angry. And in the community that I'm in, the people that I associate with, it's not something that we find socially acceptable. In fact, we find it very morally reprehensible to use that term toward any woman, and especially black women. But to use the term toward any woman to us is socially reprehensible.
Well, I apologize for making that broad generalization and falling into that trap. But a lot of us hear a lot of that language, particularly in popular culture. We only hear it, though, from African Americans. I mean, we hear it from Caucasians. We hear it from Hispanics. We hear it from everybody. And
that's true. You do hear it, but it still doesn't make it right. And it's something that you know, my wife and I, we've tried to teach our young men, and as far as I know, they do not use that because that's what they've been taught. To me, it's a point of nourishment. If this is what you've been taught, then this is what you will find. What goes in comes out.
So in the case of the East High School situation, then really what should happen, I guess, is we should look at the parents, right?
I think that the parents should have a great deal of responsibility, because what goes into a person eventually is going to come out. It's the same scenario down in Louisiana. If people have a certain mindset, kids are not born with racism. Right, racism is taught, and if they have racist leanings, it's because it's what they've been nurtured with, and that's the way it is. Racism is a learned behavior. It's not something that we are born with. It is something that is nurtured.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've made my share of racist statements in my life, because I've been on the planet for 55 years, but I have to tell you, really, when I sit down non-emotionally and look at it, I've never understood it. In other words, I don't get. What am I trying to say here? I don't get the logic behind it. I don't understand how you look at another person, and because that person is not like you, that all of a sudden you don't like them. How does that work?
I think it's a long historical situation about what people don't know, and what you don't know, sometimes people fear, and sometimes that fear comes out in the form of, well, you know, since I don't know these people, they don't look like me, they don't look like us, we should fear them, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to respond to them, and
I just don't. Yeah, it was like yesterday. I was talking about what went on in Greeley with that whole thing, and the district attorney there, Weld County, Mr. Buck, who, by the way, we tried to get on this program numerous times and won't come on because he's a chicken. But I don't To me, one of the problems with trying to solve all of the immigration situation, the illegal immigration situation, is you gotta drain the hysteria and hatred out of it. And man, there are people that are caught in that and they cannot find their way out. And I do not understand why they are there, why they've reached that point. I guess because they're threatened, Bob. Is that it?
I believe so. I think there are certain parameters. They see the certain things writing on the wall, and yeah, there is a certain fear, and that's why you have some of the situation with the immigration argument. It's not the whole situation because, you know, I've got a certain viewpoint. It's not generated by fear. There are some very valid arguments for the positions that I hold, but I don't let fear rule the day.
Well, I don't think anybody's for it. I think everybody's against it. I think there are varying ideas on how to deal with it. But I don't anybody's for it. And the fact that, you know, you decry a guy getting together on government with government funds. And getting 600 other people together and sitting there and trying to portray a segment of society as being responsible for all the crimes. I mean, you're an African-American male. You've been through that trip before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know the story.
That doesn't mean you're, you know, for open borders. And it's like these kids. All right, what in the end do you do with these kids? Do you just suspend them? I mean, I don't think that works. I mean, but how do you deal with it, and where did they come up with the idea that using racist graffiti is like an okay thing to do as a prank?
It goes back to both parents. Parents have a responsibility, and also the schools have a responsibility, and you're right. Suspension is not necessarily the cure-all, it's not necessarily going to fix it. You need to get these young people together, get a dialogue, talk, explain why this is unacceptable behavior, and not necessarily suspend them, but at least explain and tell them this is not acceptable and this is what you need to do to stay in school.
All right, Bob. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the enlightenment.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Great call. Shout out to Kurt in Littleton. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, hi, Jay.
Hi.
More usually talk to you earlier in the morning, but this is a very valuable discussion that you're having, and I have several quick comments. One is, in terms of what to do with these guys that do the graffiti, they just need to be made to wash it off over and over and over. You know, when they do that, they just wash it off. That's all. I think that's the best thing, because you get around all that other issues that it's a little bit like the restorative justice that DPS is thinking about putting in. You restore things to the way that they were before, and in the process of doing that, you give them the message that this is the way that civilized people want to have their stuff. They want to have it be nice, and they don't want to have it all cluttered up, and you just don't get into the other discussions. Second point, I really agree with your other caller about, you know, if you can't get discipline instilled in kids by about the time that they're 11, it's uphill battle from there on, because so many of the relationships and the role modeling has all been done by that time.
Well, either two things happen.
Yeah.
Either one, they never change.
Right.
Or the other thing is life eventually hips you up and wears you down to the point where you begin to have critical self-examination as to how you've ended up the way you have, and then you decide to do something about it.
Exactly. Exactly. But see, what people don't often understand is that the latest brain imaging research shows that the fastest learning and most growth of the brain takes place between 0 to 6. But that's the period that we do the least with. But the little kid is learning the role modeling just as rapidly as he's learning the language. So he picks up everything that's told him by the parents. And a lot of people think that just because he's talking in baby talk, well, that he doesn't understand. He understands everything.
Well, I think, as Bob said, you got to have critical examination of the parents. I'm not so sure I agree with you the idea that they should just restore it clean it up, and that should be the end of it. Maybe they should not only have to clean that up, but maybe they should have to clean up the rest of the school as well.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to tell you before, is, clean that up and the whole school besides.
I think you could learn a valuable lesson out of that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, I hate to be draconian about it, but if they do it again, have them clean the whole school up and another school besides.
The thing that used to happen to me in school that I hated the worst was have to stay after school and clean up and pick up all the rocks in the baseball diamond.
Yeah.
God, I hated that. All right, thank you, man. I appreciate it, Kurt. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. William sends me an email at am760.net. I totally dig your music, Jay, and I'm 27, and I do not think of you as some old man, weirdo, or whatever. William, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Because there's nothing worse than listening to old people talk about stuff. And you know what? You always say to yourself when you're young, that's a million miles away. I'll never be that way. Then all of a sudden you wake up one day and that's you. All right, it's 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour. We'll continue here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Why will we continue? Because we're here until 10 o'clock. That's why. We don't have any choice. Plus, we're having a good time. You're participating, and that makes the show work. Agree or disagree. Gino, with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still seeing stop-and-go conditions eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue. It's really been a struggle there between Wadsworth and Federal, although that crash was cleared some time ago. Southbound 225 slowing down as usual right through the DTC, and we've got the heavy conditions now forming on northbound lanes of I-25 right through the Tech Center. That'll be between Dry Creek and Bellevue. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly sunny, breezy, and warm day. It's going to be a high of 88. Tonight, clear and cool with a low of 55, and right now, under mostly clear skies, it's 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, a guy can get more. Why not get rid of that gray while you're at Fantastic Sam's?
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way. Beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Good Wrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300. Or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. People have asked me before, what is it you like and don't like about your job? You know what I don't like at times is that I know I get too frustrated, too emotional, and too worked up sometimes with some of the callers, and there is a high level of frustration with this. But what I do like about this job is not only that you get to meet so many nice people, but you also get to talk about nice people and interview nice people. And a group of people that I've met through this job have been the folks at Rocky's Autos. They have been good to me and have been supportive of me since day one. We're talking now about 11 years, almost 12 years now. I can't count how many cars we bought there, too. I first was introduced to them way back when I was on another radio station here in Denver. And I have, Mary and I have always had just the best treatment and just the best product from Rocky's Autos. They have a huge selection of late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. One of the largest in Colorado, and I tell you that every single time. They've got a matching down incentive that'll knock you out. They've got various ways to finance. The selection is just like nothing you've ever seen before. And for us, the bottom line was these are good, good folks who work hard to make you happy because they know that it pays off in the long run. And they ought to know because they've been around since 1982. So get out there and see my friends Tom and Marvell Shear. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, any of the folks, Freddie Labrato working at Rockies, and experience it for yourself. Check their inventory out on the internets at rockiesautos.com or get out there and see them. They're open until 9 tonight. So that's Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and see exactly what I'm talking about. Rockies Autos. Look for them at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Neil Young music. New and on sale. Goes on sale tomorrow morning. And John Turk just indicated to me that Neil Young is coming to town. And he goes, well, we should go. And yes, I'll second that, even if it's on a work night. Well, that'd be a little rough, but you know what? We could always try to take the next day off.
Hello, I'm horse.
We'll call in sick now.
Yeah, when is he going to be here? Do you know?
I think it's October, November. I gotta look. It was in the Westward. I saw it in the Westward.
Yeah, the Westward's great. Michael Roberts over there, good guy. I don't give them as many plugs as I should. They've really been good to me. All right, let's go to Mona in Denver. Mona, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you I'm around your age, and so I really like your music. And so if you're an old man, I'm an old lady, and so what?
Well, we'll grow old together.
Yeah. The other thing is my politics are really to the left of progressive, and so I almost always agree with everything that you say.
Oh, I never see myself as being that left. I think I'm kind of like more mainstream or center, really.
Well, I'm very to the left, but, you know, I pretty much always agree with you. I wanted to talk about the East High incident, and I understand that the ethnic group was not named.
No, they weren't. Hey, listen, I got to go get some news. Can you hang on through the news, and I'll put you first up?
Yeah, because I really want to talk to you about Mexicans and Chicanos.
All right, great. And you know me. I love to talk about it. So hang on, and you're up first. You can lay the phone down, go get a drink, do whatever you want to do, and we'll put you on first. We'll put her in the phone zone. Everybody else can hang on. We're moving into open phones, but we can still continue this discussion. Don't move.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett.
We gotta keep on walking.
Singing for justice in Gina, Louisiana. Six black teenagers charged in the beating of a high school student. White kids didn't face charges, though, after rope nooses were hung in a tree at school. Double standards, say demonstrators.
I'd love to see black people come together because we have to deal with so much.
You would think. It's 2007, so, you know, we'd all be walking around singing Kumbaya, but it's not like that.
CBS's Jim Crisula has been following the protests in that town of roughly 3,000 people.
Many people are wearing T-shirts which read, Free the Gina Six, as these youngsters have become known. Others are wearing T-shirts that say, Enough is Enough. A woman standing near me is holding a sign that reads, From Selma to Gina and beyond. We will not stop. We will not turn back.
To this point, that Louisiana demonstration has gone off without violence. The video images have been shown before. The audio is new. Osama bin Laden's voice, said to be the one that went up on some Islamic militant websites today. Bin Laden calls for Pakistanis to take up arms against their president, Pervez Musharraf. Jerry Van Dyke, CBS's Mideast expert, says this new push from the al-Qaeda leader could push Musharraf into taking action.
This will enable him to, perhaps, as many people claim he wants to anyway, call for an emergency, perhaps call for martial law.
How to ease worries over homes, how to finance them or to hold on to them. One key player has been talking on Capitol Hill. Live now to correspondent Bob Fuss to explain.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke warned Congress the growing crisis in home mortgages is creating what he calls significant stress on the economy, and said besides cutting the interest rate, they're taking other steps to stabilize things.
The Federal Reserve is actively working to prevent these problems from recurring while still preserving responsible subprime lending.
With a lot more foreclosures expected as adjustable rate mortgage payments rise, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson asked Congress to expand FHA loans and strongly urged homeowners to talk to their lenders before falling behind on payments to try to avoid foreclosure. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Democrats want an extra $35 billion for children's health insurance. Too much, said the president a few minutes ago at a White House news conference.
Members of Congress are putting health coverage for poor children at risk so they can score political points in Washington.
We could hear more in a couple of hours when federal prosecutors talk to reporters in New York. It's expected that Norman Hsu will soon face campaign finance and fraud charges. Hsu has in the past been a key fundraiser for Democrats, including presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The loonie equals the greenback for the first time in 31 years. The Canadian and the U.S. dollar are equal in value. Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 10, the NASDAQ is off 3. This is CBS News.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Do you know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworkliferewards.com for details.
Ben, a mighty storm is brewing. Batten down the hatches. Bring in the mainsail. Tighten the hawser and lock down the booty.
Aye, aye, Captain.
It's a mutiny!
Boys, get off your father. Time for dinner.
When you're properly prepared, a big storm can be a rather pleasant experience. Have a Farmers Insurance agent visit your home to assess potential storm risks and help keep property damage to a minimum. Get your free evaluation today. Call 1-800-FARMERS for a Farmers agent near you. Not available in all areas.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One of the nation's most politically influential evangelicals says he will not support Republican presidential contender Fred Thompson. In a private email obtained by the Associated Press, focus on the family founder, James Dobson, voicing doubts about the former Tennessee senator's position on what else, gay marriage. A spokesman for the Colorado Springs-based group says Dobson's comments were made as an individual and not as a representative of the nonprofit organization, which, of course, is the way Dobson keeps his tax-exempt status. Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette is asking federal officials to hold a hearing on proposed changes to the consumer product safety laws.
About 86% of our toys are coming from China. And obviously our regulatory scheme, both the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the independent toy manufacturers, are simply not stepping up to meet the oversight demand.
Congress considering toughening up inspection standards, but is facing, of course, a possible presidential veto. And Governor Ritter's Office of State Planning and Budgeting releasing its latest economic and revenue forecast, noting that individual income tax revenues continued to soar the last fiscal year 11%. Unfortunately, there's also a downturn forecast for the next 2 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Got a pretty good ride around the metro area. We just have a couple of problems off the highway. Colfax at Monaco looks like a motorcycle crash there, and one at Leedsdale and Monaco, two-car wreck. Northbound I-25 still sluggish from the Washington Street Bridge toward Alameda. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny, breezy, and warm conditions with a high of...
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
About. That's okay, too, because we're moving in open phones. But then coming up at 9:45, we have Alice Walker on, and we'll talk to her about her new book. Her new book, which is... You know, I guess you'd call it a children's book, but it's also very apropos for adults. Why War is Never a Good Idea, and the illustrations by Stefano Vital are excellent, too. It really make a great gift, which I sound like somebody in the Home Shopping Network, don't I? Well, it'd make a great gift for all, but it really is. It's a good book. And we'll talk to Alice Walker, author of The Color Purple and many other books, coming up in about 45 minutes. Right now, we'll jump back to the phones. Monica has been in the phone zone, so we'll bring her out and let her go. All right, Monica, take it. It's yours.
They've always called me that, but I'm Mona, but that's all right.
Oh, I always call you Monica, and it's Mona. You know what? I'm sorry, because I'm stupid. Okay, it's
no,
Mona.
Not you. Everybody else. Jay, if you don't mind, can I just ask you how you're feeling? I know you had surgery last year, and you haven't given us an update or that I've heard. How you feeling?
Well, I feel great. I want to say about 25 pounds away from where I should be. I was as low as... maybe 21 pounds, but suffered a little bit of a setback in that area due to not working out, and also because I went to the Rolex Grand Am, and there is not the most healthy food available on the planet there. But I'm back to my routine, so I'm working off the last 25 pounds to make my goal. I'm down another pant size, and I'm also down another shirt size.
Good for you. You're going to have to do another Rothy's commercial so I can eyeball you.
Yeah, well, you know, you should call them and tell them.
Yeah, you want to see the new Jay Marvin.
Well, they were supposed to put pictures of me up there a long time ago, and they haven't done it. I'll bug them about it again.
Yeah, do tell them your fans want to see.
Okay.
Okay, look, I consider myself ethnically to be a Chicana. I have called myself a Chicana all my life, and I use that term, and it's very politically tinged, but I use that term just to make a distinguish between myself as someone of Mexican descent who was born in the United States, a United States citizen. And I also distinguish myself from other Latino people like Puerto Ricans or Cubans, not in a negative way, just I found that was the label that I preferred and that suited me to explain who I am. I immediately, when you said that about East, my thought went to this was a bunch of Chicanos who, by my definition, are American-born of Mexican descent, who were probably writing things about Mexican people who were born in Mexico. And it's a very sad situation. One of the things I told your producer is that my husband was born in Chihuahua, Mexico, and we were born 6 months and one river apart.
Hmm.
Culturally, when I met him in our early 40s, culturally we were extremely distant, extremely distant. We just, I mean, I am an American. He likes to refer to me as a gringa, and I don't care for that because I'm not. I'm a Mexican. In fact, I've come to call myself that now, and I'll tell you why. We really are the same people. What divides us is a river and politics, a couple of treaties that the United States never, ever honored that gave a lot of land in the Southwest to the United States or stole it from Mexico. But, see, I think that the core of this is racism that's been pervasive in this country since forever that now is getting a little more politically correct, but now has really focused on the anti-immigration movement. It's just slightly disguised as politics.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, the anti-immigration, illegal immigration movement is infused with all kinds of racist individuals.
And what you'll do is you'll have a Hispanic call you and say, well, I'm Hispanic and I don't like the illegals either because they come and take my jobs and yada, yada, yada. And I won't get into the stuff about that because your other caller mentioned, you know, there are some good points about fixing this broken immigration system. But what bothers me is that in the United States, I believe we're one of the most xenophobic countries. We want everybody to be the same. And, you know, over the years as immigrants came, how did they survive and thrive?
Well, they always had a tough time assimilating because the folks who were already here made it tough. I mean, the Irish went through it, the Chinese, the Italians, the Polish, Jews.
But in order to survive, basically, they lost their language first and eventually lost their culture. I think you'll find a lot of people whose parents came here even as recent as Ellis Island and more recent, and they don't speak the language of their parents or their grandparents because that's the way in the United States to survive. I think what's happening is the people that are immigrating here from Mexico hold on to their culture. They're not going to lose it. And in some ways, I want them to learn English, for example. I wish my husband would learn some English, but that's a whole other subject. But I think Americans are afraid.
Well, you have to learn English in order to survive here because you got to learn English in order to do commerce.
Well, Jay, you know, I have to say that's really not exactly true. And the anti-immigration people would jump all over this, but honestly, truly, depending on your job, and if you work for a company that basically hires people that don't speak English, it's possible, especially in my part of town, it is very possible to survive, to go to the bank, to go to the grocery store.
Well, that's very true, but you won't get ahead in the bigger picture unless you don't. I mean, I've lived in cities, for instance, Chicago is always my favorite example, where you have the Polish Triangle, and you'll run into people there who don't speak any English and basically don't move out, basically don't even go out of that little area and don't go out of that neighborhood. And, you know, you'll know, and there are police on the Chicago police force who are Polish language speakers, and you'll hear that every once in a while that they'll call for one. But if you want to make it in the United States, if you want to make it in commerce and you want to make it in the bigger picture, then you're going to have to learn English because the majority of the world does commerce in English.
Absolutely. You know, I'm also a social worker, and I work with monolingual Spanish-speaking families, and I always tell my little kids, grow up and get completely, thoroughly bilingual, reading, writing, and speaking, and the world will be at your feet.
That's true.
When you graduate from college, you will be able to choose your job, and you will be able to go anywhere from doing international business to working in a hospital to being an attorney, a doctor, anything you want, and you'll get jumped up to the top of the line when you go to apply because you are completely bilingual. And I'm talking about people who are here legally and are either American citizens by birth or have become legal residents. But I just wanted to make the point that, unfortunately, in this country, people wanting to be the same are going to not like people who aren't like them. And so you've got...
Yeah, but what is the point behind that, about having everybody be the same? What is how boring is that?
I think it's America. I'm sorry. I mean, Jay,
that's not my America.
Don't mind either. Well, have you traveled to Europe? I mean, don't
yeah.
they move freely between countries? And most everybody speaks at least two languages, if not more. And that's just not that's not something that's important to the Americans. Speaking two languages until now isn't something that means anything. I don't know why. That's just what we have.
Well, I don't know if that holds true for all of America. I think it holds true for some, but I don't think it holds true for everybody. And not everybody has lost their cultural roots. And you know, the argument always is well, why don't they, the Mexicans, why don't they lose the Spanish? Why don't they lose the flag? Why do we have to have Cinco de Mayo? What is all this going on? My answer always is, well, okay, you know what? I suppose they'll probably give that up when you give up Christmas, when you give up St. Patrick's Day, when you give up Christopher Columbus Day. And then the answer I'll always get is, well, I don't celebrate those days. And I say to them, you know, BS, you do too, because everybody does, because it's prevalent in this society. And so what you're really saying to these folks is, give up your identity and become like me.
Right.
And I don't think that giving up your identity and becoming like somebody else should be a requirement to be involved to be involved in the country. I mean, I just don't think it is. I think that this is really a stupid debate to have. I think it's a waste of time. But these people do it because, hey, you know what? It stirs up controversy and it beats confronting the real issues.
Exactly. The broken immigration system.
That's right. Scapegoat somebody, because scapegoating somebody always works.
Well, especially when they have darker skin than you and,
that's right.
and they do speak another language. I do want to say something that I've never heard in the immigration debate, and that is, I can promise you, I can absolutely guarantee you, because now by marriage, I have a lot of relatives who are here illegally. I don't call them illegals because I don't think that's polite, but they are undocumented. And they would give their left arm to be able to be not even American citizens, but documented here and here legally and be able to work as legal residents, to be able to pay taxes.
Of course.
And to be able to get a driver's license and be responsible to buy auto insurance. And just because culturally they're not assimilating real easily doesn't mean that they don't. I mean, they're here for a reason. They love the benefits. My husband says he came here because, I mean, he's only my age. We're not real old, you and me. But he was very, very, very poor. There was no work in his.
Well, you know what? When you say not very, very real old, speak for yourself. But yeah, I'm on your side, and I'll tell you, there are times, to quote the late Frank Zappa, I'm not black, but there are times I wish I wasn't white, and there are times that I wish that I was Mexican and not Caucasian, because I'm ashamed of my own race and their behavior. Mona, thank you. Call me again.
Okay, love you, Jay.
I love you too. Bye. Let's go to Eric in Fort Collins. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I wanted to hit on a topic that we were on a little while ago. You had a guy call about the incident, the racial incident at the high school, and he had mentioned the parents. And while I agree with most everything he said, I happen to think, being a younger kid myself, and having a couple years that have passed since high school, I happen to think that these kids knew full well what they were doing, and they probably understood what the consequences might be, and went ahead with it anyway, because you sort of, at that age, you sort of have an idea of invulnerability.
Yeah, that's very, you know what, that's very, very true. You're invincible, and you'll live forever.
You know, and I'm still trying to get over that right now. And I also wanted to mention, I'm a huge fan of Neil Young, and I'm a huge fan of some of that. Bob Seger's also one of my favorites.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, you don't need to feel too old, because then I don't know, I guess somehow that makes me intellectually old, and I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Just makes you ahead of the game is what it makes you.
Ah, well, perfect. But, you know, I wanted to touch on one more thing real quick. being relatively inexperienced and new to politics, I've developed a very keen interest for them. However, I'm growing extremely sick of the dialogue between the two parties, and it's really gotten to the point where I'm almost listening because somehow I'm drawn to the anger that I've developed in having to listen to this, the childish reasoning and the actions of all these people who are governing our nation right now, and it's driving me nuts, and it's really turning kids my age off.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because what we ought to do is we ought to be turning you on to the fact that engagement is the way to go. But listen, we all have those feelings. I have those feelings too, man. I mean, we all have these feelings. Everybody has feelings of like, okay, I got to walk away from this. I don't want to be involved. Frustration, anger. We all have most of us, I think, have a strong sense of what's right and what's wrong. And when we feel like that's violated, then we get upset. So I think we all have that, and I think the key sometimes that we forget, including myself, I also forget it, but I think we always forget it, is that a lot of times people's motivations are meant of the best of circumstances and the best of feelings. We just don't happen to agree with them about what's going on, and it doesn't necessarily make them bad people or make us bad people, and it doesn't necessarily make everybody the enemy, and we just have to try to somehow, you know, get a grasp on that and work and try to work things out. And these folks who are running around shopping these extreme agendas on both sides are not going to get anything worked out.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. And finally, I almost was sick yesterday when I heard about habeas corpus. That is a defining thing for this country, and I was really unhappy about that news.
Yeah, it's shocking, it's surprising, but then again, maybe it isn't shocking, it isn't surprising. And I'll tell you something, this is what I would say to those people, particularly those people who sit on the fringe, like people in the Green Party and the Peace and Justice people and all these folks who want to rock the boat on the Democratic side but pay no attention to the Republicans. You know something? Look at the damage that has been done to the court system via this current administration and the Republican Congress. Okay, you want more of that? Just keep it up, because that's exactly what you'll get, and it will reverberate far past one issue, which is Iraq. It'll reverberate into all of our lives. Eric, thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, Jay.
Call me again.
All right.
All right. I want to read this email real quick, because this email is a pile of crap that somebody sent me. Claire sent this. The Green Party wasn't even attending the Udall town hall meeting. Obviously, you picked up on this from trashing, from the trashing going on Progress Now, including the trashing of a disabled vet who is a diehard Democrat. You know what? I didn't pick that up from any place, Claire. I happen to know that there was a former Green Party candidate there, and there were other members of the Green Party, okay? And this whole BS that you sent me about Carol Meninsky was only in the office 10 minutes, that's also a lie. You guys have been there repeatedly. You know, and Claire Ryder is a known activist.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again, because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Ew, get the stink stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
They have a matching down incentive. They've got numerous ways to finance, and they've got really, really good people to deal with. And you know that I name their names off all the time because there's over 100 people out there who are concentrating on one thing, and that's delivering you the best. And it's paid off for them. They've been around since 1982. They continue to grow, and they continue to do well. And one of those reasons is because they continue to keep you in the bullseye. They keep you in mind when you walk on their huge lot. So check out Rocky's Autos. I'm not saying you've got to buy there, but I'm saying you should check there first because of the large volume, the discount, and just the really, really great people. Rocky's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and you can check out their inventory on the internet at rockysautos.com or get down there and see them in person at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Go in there and say, hey, I want to talk to Isabel. And he'll deal with you. Izzy will. Ziggy? Oh, it's Ziggy. I'm sorry. Sorry, Ziggy. Yeah, Ziggy will deal with you. Get down there and see him. 63rd and Federal.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
That funk. 9:27, 27 minutes after 9. Open phones here, 303-713-7600. Mostly sunny, high today, 88. J. Marvin along with you. Alice Walker coming up in about 15 minutes. And let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to... Oh, by the way, I want to say one thing. George W. Bush just had a press conference, and he was talking about how disgusting he thought the MoveOn.org ad was about General Petraeus, you know, the whole General Petraeus thing. Funny, though, isn't it, that he doesn't have anything to say about his own party and about the folks in his party who make over-the-top statements about people's patriotism and lambast people as being traitors every single day of the week and calling people who don't agree with them criminals and every other thing underneath the book, but George has nothing to say about that. Oops. Selective memory. Hmm? Jerry and Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Yeah, that's funny that anybody would think that George Bush would have an original thought and have any kind of a comment.
I'm so sick and tired of seeing him. I'm sick and tired of talking about him. I'm sick and tired of seeing him. I don't want to hear his voice. I don't want to see his face. I don't want anything to do with him. I just wish he'd go away.
Yeah, it kind of, at our house, he kind of comes and goes. Sometimes he's a lot of fun to watch, and then sometimes we're just disgusted, and now we've all just gone to horror. It's just unbelievable what this guy can say and get away with.
And just this constant onslaught of his crap, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not too worried about him. He's just a talking head. I'm concerned about the people that are pushing, you know, pulling the strings and the guys that are really in charge. Those are the guys that scare me.
No, they all make me sick.
Those are the guys, Yeah, those are the guys that are preventing me from, you know, taking the next step up in business and making more money and making
because they pretend that they're on your side, but in reality they're not.
It's a boys club. Like I told you before, I'm from Costa Mesa, Orange County. I spent a lot of time in Newport Beach with a lot of kids.
Yeah,
and it's a boys club.
Yep.
And that's you're not going to get through that club. If you're not in that club, if you don't go to the right colleges, you're not getting in. So good luck, but it's not going to happen. But
that's
what I called about. I called about these kids spray painting. It's got nothing to do with the, well, it has something to do with the kids. They should know better, but they need to be taught better. They need to be, you know, you need to go into the communities and see what's going on at home. You know, where are these kids coming from? Where are their parents? What kind of jobs do their parents have? How's their struggle? My grandparents were immigrants, and no one told my grandparents that they had to no longer be Irish and be American, whatever that means, immediately. It's never happened in the history of our country immigrants assimilate in the first generation.
And now all of a sudden it's a requirement.
Well, no, it's not a requirement.
I mean, everybody has to give up their identity all of a sudden, except those who are already here.
Well, no, I don't believe any of that. I think it's just a good excuse to let's argue about immigration, so we don't have to, you know, look at the real problem. You know, it's just the smoke in the mirror. That's all it is. You know, there's nobody in power, nobody with any money, nobody that's hiring people wants to get rid of cheap labor. That's ridiculous. They want cheap labor.
That's right. And the American public really wants cheap labor because the American public wants things cheaply, and if that was reversed, they would go absolutely nuts. But they don't really want to put two and two together to equal four. They don't want to look at the things as the way they really are.
They don't want to see the truth. The truth of the matter is they want to buy things that they can afford. And they think, well, it's got to be cheap in order for me to afford it. I need cheap labor so that I can go to Walmart and buy a bunch of junk. Well, what if the prices go up because the labor costs go up, including your labor costs go up? That's what it's about. Don't drive down the prices and what you're paying everybody. Raise what you're paying everybody and raise the price of everything, and it'll work. I mean, I'm a high school dropout, terrible student. I can't even think straight half the time. I can't spell a word, and I can barely read. And I'm pushing $200,000 a year, Jay.
Good for you.
Because I'm open, I'm honest, I work hard.
Good for you. What is it you do? Do you mind me asking?
No, I don't want to tell. Well, I'm in the construction business, sort of.
Yeah, you've kind of told me that before. Well, I think you're a perfect example of what we're talking about here. But the public, you know, these are the same people, a lot of them, who are now screaming about the American middle class, and they're now screaming about jobs. These are the same people, though, who we'll give you a huge anti-union rant.
I was just going to say that.
You know, and we'll scream and yell about commies and organized labor and all this kind of stuff. And now all of a sudden they become concerned about the working person. You know why? Well, they become concerned about the working person for two reasons. One, because the working person is them now, and they're under the gun. And then the other thing is, the other reason is because they use it as a convenient shield in order to attack those who are not the same as them. And so they keep getting, you know, and so they keep trying to pass that buck across our table. And there are people out there like you and I who just don't buy that.
Right. Well, you know what? I might be a greedy, self-centered fool, but don't look at me and my problems. You know, don't focus on my family. Let's focus on your family.
I agree 100%. Jerry, thank you, man. Always great calls.
I got one comment for you. Remember the movie Spinal Tap?
Yes, I do.
Our answer to this kind of stuff at home, my kid always says, when it doesn't make sense, he says, well, this one goes to 11.
You got it. You're the best.
See ya.
Take care. Can I read this email before we go to traffic? Oh, yeah, okay. Here's an email from a guy, Chuck, from Thornton. This will show you how much Americans do not know about their own history. Yesterday I was listening to you at the end of your show when you were talking with your last caller who must have gotten past your call screener who usually allows you to talk with friendly callers. Really, Chuck, I talk to everybody. So you can drop that one right there. I think you asked him that weird question about something happening in Los Angeles. Then you ridiculed him for not knowing what he was talking about, then abruptly hung up on him when he asked you what you were talking about. I suppose you did that because you were over your head with the caller's arguments. Rather than engage in an adult debate, you went off to the Los Angeles tangent as a retreat. I also suppose that you feel much more comfortable with your circle of regular callers who rub your tummy and kiss your rear end. I'd like to hear honest adult debates, and it's too bad that we're not going to hear that kind of radio on that show. Chuck from Thornton. You know what, Chuck? The Zoot Suit Riots were not some weird thing that happened in L.A. Go look up your history, okay? You're just as dumb as that caller was. And I talk to everybody. I don't care who they are. And this whole thing about adult debates and all of this hyperbole and crap. You know what, Chuck? As far as I'm concerned, man, you can go jam it. Because you know what? You show that you don't know anything about your history. Because anybody who calls here and alleges that racism is only the property of African Americans is ignorant and stupid and backwards. And to try to make a case that Hispanics and Latinos in this country have never suffered any kind of racism, have never suffered any kind of retribution, only a total and complete moron and a jerk would make a statement like that. That's what the Zoot Suit Riots were about. I also asked about what happened in East L.A. in 1965. And I'm sure, Chuck, you don't know anything about that either. Why would you? 9:34, traffic. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Looking pretty good, although we've got a crash. Late morning, southbound 25, just south of 84th, so we did have traffic at a standstill there. Pretty heavy, still into the downtown area on those southbound lanes, as well as northbound I-25, headed through the bridges. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly sunny, a little breezy by this afternoon with a high of 88. Right now, mostly clear and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Planning your next journey into the brave new world of business? With an innovative curriculum they call the Daniels Compass, Daniels College...
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Home Again Emergency Care. Dr. Peter speaking.
I took my dog Rex on his late night walk, and I thought he was drinking from a puddle, but then I realized it was antifreeze. Please, you have to help. Is he going to be okay?
I'm glad you called. This is a common but very serious situation, and you need to get Rex to an emergency clinic. I'll help you find the nearest clinic your vet recommends. That way we can get Rex some immediate help.
Only Home Again provides emergency medical help for your pet 24/7.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again, always looking out for your pet.
For owner's Ford Fiesta causing over $5,000 worth of damage. Jackson and Coco have never done that. They do have big appetites, but they have never devoured my automobile, or really, remarkably, they've never chewed up much in the house to begin with. But food and what you feed your dog is so, so important, and animals just do not live long enough, and you have to take care of them. You really, really do. And that's why I'm pleased to be able to tell you the news about Purina One. They have something brand new for your dog that you won't want to miss. Introducing new Purina One Wholesome Entrees. Select high-quality natural ingredients. They come together in this new line of wet dog foods. Try all five delicious varieties. Ingredients include real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal, brown rice, barley, and long grain rice. And in every entree, accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. Give your dog something new from the name you trust, which is Purina One. New Purina One's Wholesome Entrees. And once you make the switch to Purina, you'll see the changes in your dog and your dogs, just like Mary and I did. So make the switch. Go to Purina One Dry Formula. The changes will be amazing. See the difference for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of any Purina One Dry Formula to take the challenge. This offer ends soon, so call 1-888-606-BARK. Or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com. And by the way, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation reduce your carbon footprint with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. With affordable financing for qualified buyers, you can save money and the world at the same time. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
Discover what a huge difference it makes to have investment, financial, and estate planning strategies that are all working together and on the same page. Join host John Russell for Wealth Preservation Strategies, your one-stop total solution provider. Saturday from 11 to noon on AM 760.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
All right, new Neil Young, new Neil Young CD, Chrome Dream, and it's tentatively scheduled to be released October the 16th. Touring for 7 weeks beginning October the 13th, performing at Farm Aid and also coming to Denver. So check out this. And this CD also, there's also going to be a 2008 DVD archive set, which includes 8 CDs, 3 DVDs, and a 160-page book in the packaging. Neil Young, you rock, Neil. All right, let's go to Gordon in Denver. Gordon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing good.
You know, I'm real pro-immigrant and pro, you know, everybody having an opportunity in the world. I come from, my family immigrated from Ireland, and the question I have about the immigration coming from Mexico at the moment now is that in previous waves of immigration, generally there was some sort of major force pushing people here. In Ireland, you know, it was the 500 years of war with England. In Germany, it was the Franco-Prussian War. The Sicilians came over because of the pressure of the Italians. I mean, one of the reasons we didn't get a great wave of French immigrants is because they took over their own country when the aristocracy had dominated them and gave it back to the people. Why don't the Mexicans or the Hispanic immigrants take the time and energy to change their own country?
Because the reason that they don't is twofold. Number one, they have to face an army, and number two, they're hungry.
But so did all the other countries, that had an opportunity of internal pressure.
Not in the same manner. It's extremely hard to make that case when you know to the north of you there is two things. Money and opportunity. If we don't want those folks to come here, then you know what you do? You don't provide them with jobs. But the dirty little secret is that we've wanted them to come here for years because we like the one thing they provide, cheap labor.
Absolutely. Understand from a capitalist point of view the exploitation of the people.
Well, it also translates out to a consumer point of view, too.
Right. But, you know, again, that's not what we hear. We hear that they're fleeing and going for greater opportunity. But the point is that many cultures have been faced with the same situation, which is internal pressure, not external pressure.
Listen carefully, not to the same degree. You've got a neighbor to the north, okay?
Yeah.
Who pays more money, has more opportunities, and has been seducing you to come here for years on end, and then all of a sudden, because some politician stands up and says, oh, I got an issue here, and this isn't right, all of a sudden everybody's in an uproar and goes, oh, well, cut it off, stop it, we don't want it anymore, blah, 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 on and on again. It's like I was talking to Jerry and Parker about this. How many of these same people never gave a damn one way or the other about union organization, about being part of a union, about having decent, paying a decent living wage? They don't give a damn. You know what they want, pal? They want cheap products. And you know what? The immigrant labor, illegal immigrant labor, which can be exploited because they can't go to the authorities and say anything, you know what? That serves them just fine as long as they can drive up to their local grocery store and can walk out with a bushel of produce and get it cheap.
I agree. You know, labor standards have to be something that's established in this country, and that's just for all Americans, immigrants or not.
If these same people would put the same energy behind doing that and cleaning up the job situation as they do behind hating these people for simply wanting to feed their stomachs, we might make some change here. But you know what? There's no profit in that. There's only a profit in stirring up hate and getting mileage like this jerk in Greeley. Buck, who's a disgrace to mankind.
No, and that's understandable.
All right, I gotta run, I gotta get Alice Walker,
right,
man.
Have a good one, Jay.
All right, Gordon, thanks so much, I appreciate it. All right, let's listen to a little Tom Russell. This is my favorite song. Who's gonna build this wall? We'll send this out to Tom Tancredo and to Mr. Buck and Greeley and the rest of you hypocrites out there who stuff yourself with agricultural products picked by illegal labor and then bitch about them being here. All right, go scrub your toilets yourself, you hypocrites.
I got 800 miles of open border right outside my door. There's minute men and little men.
pickup trucks declared their own dang war. Now the government wants to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall?
Yeah, Mr. Buck, who built your house? 9:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic now with Emiliano Zapato.
Jay, southbound I-25, backing up past 104th due to this accident just south of 84th. Also, the turnpike's a little bit slow approaching the I-25 interchange. Other than that, though, the rest of the highway is actually in pretty good shape. Good speeds heading down through downtown, through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech center. Pretty good drive on 225 now across Aurora. I-70 in decent shape on both sides of the city. But again, southbound I-25, backing up through Thornton and North Glen due to the accident just south of 84th. But forecasts, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer today. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Clear and cool tonight, low 55. Sunny with upper 80s again tomorrow and Saturday. Then a little cooler weather on the way for Sunday. Some isolated storms and a high in the 70s. Right now it's 71 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Want to win great prizes? Make the Ride Smart Thursdays pledge to commute differently one day a week by carpool, vanpool, bus, or light.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. I'm thinking, someday, she's gonna regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's gotta last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Good Wrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Good Wrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Single day. They're trial lawyers, and they're proud of it. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. Check out the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, 9:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Writer, activist Alice Walker is the author of The Color Purple, which won the Pulitzer Prize, I think you know that, and the American Book Award. And she has written numerous children's books, novels, essays, poetry. We're lucky to have her on. And Ms. Walker, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm very happy to be there.
Oh, thanks. We're just really honored to have you. Let's talk about this book. Would you describe this book about war, which is the illustrations in this are just marvelous, and so is the prose in here, too. Why war is never a good idea. Would you describe this as strictly a children's book, or would this be a book for everybody? Because I kind of feel like it's a book for everybody.
It is a book for everybody, and it's especially a book for the children that we still are. And for those of us who really want to have a more compassionate view of Earth and life on the planet.
I know that right now is a pretty dark moment in American history with all we're going through. Was that a motivator for you to write this book?
Yes. Well, when the war, when after 9/11, our government planned to bomb Afghanistan, And I did some research and discovered that already in Afghanistan there were 700,000 disabled orphans. And I just had to sit and sit with that and think about how they would actually fare under a new bombardment by this country. They'd already suffered from, you know, Russia and their own warlords, and it was just almost unbearable. And so I actually wrote this as a poem for the children who've been blinded in war. You know, many children lose limbs, they lose their eyes. And so it was dedicated to children who have been blinded in war, and I wanted to write it in such a way that children begin to understand that any war anywhere is an assault on the common home that we all share, which is the planet. So bombing anywhere is to bomb ourselves. Destruction anywhere is really destruction of of the Earth's support system, and we can't really afford it.
You know, so often, too, we lose sight of the aspect that innocent women and children are and innocent people are just hurt.
Yes, yes. And on some level, all people are innocent. I mean, they don't deserve, really, to be obliterated in the way that war has come to be, you know, where you just drop huge bombs on whole populations. This is something that I think human beings really must outgrow. I mean, this kind of brutality, it is so harmful to everyone, because even though we feel like we're not touched by it, there's a place where we're touched. We know it's not right.
9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Alice Walker is on the line with us. The book is Why War is Never a Good Idea. Is it possible to mix art and politics together and be successful at that?
I think so. I think that almost everything is political, and art is almost always political in one way or another, even if it's fairly innocuous art. That also is a statement. And in this case, by now, you know, as Earthlings, we're in dire straits. We need to have wonderful art, as Stefano's work is, to help people to see the beauty of the Earth that's being destroyed. The Earth is so glorious, and yet people abuse it as if it's just nothing. And this has to stop if we are to have a future here.
I want to talk about Stefano for a second. Did you choose him to do the illustrations, or how did that come together?
Well, my editor, Anne Hoppe, at HarperCollins, chose to put us together, and I was reluctant at first because I had done other children's books with a wonderful woman friend, an artist, in California. But now I'm just very happy with his work. It's beautiful. It's glowing. It matches the words so perfectly.
I had never heard of him until I picked this book up. His work is just absolutely, I mean, stunning.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It is. And it's so good for children to have this beauty. It's so good for them to see this. I mean, just as one other thing that human beings, you know, magically can do. And so when you destroy people and children, you're often destroying artists just like this.
Do you think the printed word is losing ground in America today?
Well, I think it's true that many people don't read any longer. And that's too bad. But on the other hand, many of them do. So I don't know. I mean, I certainly, you know, still read, but I also love movies. I mean, I think that there's just a widening, really, of possibilities of how to understand, you know, life and emotions.
Let me put you on the spot for a second.
Okay.
If you had to name three of your all-time favorite writers, who would they be?
Oh, I think Tolstoy would be right there at the top, possibly. The Brontes, Charlotte and Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly, Virginia Woolf. I think that would be, it changes. You know how writing is. I mean, there's also that wonderful writer whose name is dancing away from me right now, but 100 Years of Solitude.
Oh, Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Yes, Marquez, that writer. There's so many wonderful writers. I love Zora Neale Hurston.
Yeah?
There's so many, you know.
So it's hard to pin it down, right?
Mm-hmm, it is. And it changes, you know, from one year to the next, you remember. I mean, like I remember when I was in college, I loved Stendhal. But then when I went back to read him, he wasn't so gripping. And I loved Thomas Hardy, who remains quite wonderful.
Yeah, it does change. But there are some things, though, that never change. For instance, I always, as a ritual every year, I have to read On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Mm-hmm. I also have to
read Look Homeward, Angel by Thomas Wolfe.
Oh, yes, I love that.
I mean, what a great... The scene in that book of the baby crawling towards the carriage is just so... Boy, you know, you want to turn, and this is the great thing about your book. I mean, you want to turn kids on to words, you know, and on to reading, because reading saved my life, and you just want kids to be a part of this, and this book, and you've written other children's books as well. I mean, this book just really, really does the job. Now, do you have any plans in the future to write any more children's books?
Well, I've written one, and it's called I Was Born to Hold a Cat. That is my new children's book.
Mm.
And I'm looking for a publisher, and I may publish it myself.
Wow.
But that one is about how if more of us could just go ahead and hold the cat and keep the cat on our lap, we wouldn't get into so much of this other destructiveness. Because it's often when we lose that little warm connection with something, with somebody, or with some creature, that we become the kind of aimless people that we often turn out to be in life. So I Was Born to Hold a Cat. That's my new book.
Well, we can't wait for it to come out. Do you write every day?
Pretty much, yeah, but not necessarily novels or, you know, stories. I write in a journal. And so I'm now transcribing 40 years of journals, and it is such a chore.
Oh, wow. 40 years worth?
40 years of journals is daunting, and I think I'm going to give up.
You're not going to finish it?
No, because my handwriting is so terrible, I can barely decipher what I've written. And I was saying to someone yesterday, why did I do this? You know, it's a lot. But it's also interesting because I realize that writing has a healing aspect to it, and I really credit it with some of the sanity that I've managed to keep.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to tell you that you're not good at it, because you're very good at it. Oh, by the way, I want to plug one other author, William Faulkner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Me too.
I love him too.
I do too.
Alice Walker, oh boy, thank you so much. And, you know, I'd just like to have you back any time to talk about all kinds of things. And I just love your writing, and I love your poetry, and this book is great, and I recommend it for everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Alice Walker. The book is Why War is Never a Good Idea. This is I've never met her. I've only talked to her. But she would be the second Pulitzer Prize winner that I've talked to in my lifetime. And I actually met Claude Simone on the left bank of Paris, who got a Pulitzer Prize for the book Conducting Bodies, which is now out of print. But if you can get it from a used bookstore, get it and read it. It'll blow your mind. It's a great book. All right, what a great way to end the show, by talking to Alice Walker. Have yourselves a good day. Tom Hartman is coming up next, and we'll raise it and salute it tomorrow morning at 6.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
From the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works, but we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves now at your local grocery store or available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at a higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some